Sir,
if you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
TheRightStuff.biz.
All right, we're here at number 429.
A lot of kikes like the show.
Sven in the studio with Mike, Alex on the Skypes. It's like 1:30, so we're only going to do like a 20-minute show.
Sounds good.
Yeah, short show today.
Short show today because, I don't know.
Because we're lazy.
It's Friday.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
It's Friday, so I slept late because I was up late doing Jazz and Jesse.
We were, like, done with the show this time last time.
Yeah, no. We got to start starting at 11.
We got to stop yelling at each other for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we talked, like, for an hour about stuff that we can't possibly talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't do that. And
we don't do that.
Now we're all
we should do that. Should we start doing a drama show?
I think I would rather the audience just speculate about the content of our previous discussion.
Trying to find
so many things.
I think you should speculate about
so
it.
Many things
about
were just
not, fucked up shit, man.
So many things that we're not involved in that we talked about. Yeah. So funny, or not funny, but just like wow. Anyway,
I just want the audience to know there's some people that are in some real trouble. Real trouble.
Shut up. All right, Alex,
don't do that.
Alex is completely bullshitting.
Don't do that.
So we just continue with the juggle session.
I have the juggle session still. About...
There's a lot we didn't do.
Well, we talked about the clown stuff. We didn't talk so much about the stuff like the Well, we didn't do at all the obese black lady, and we did very little with the Harry Potter Jewish lady.
Yeah.
And so we thought the one about Morty Klein and Candace Owens, which was like the clownish segments of
this. A great bit I saw about the curly-haired Jewish lady. It was like, this is not a person. This is like an evil humanoid demon, like wearing human flesh and like... It's very awkward and not working. It's like, yeah, it's
that's
pretty sure.
Because
like,
a human emotion never so much as once crossed her face the entire time. I watched that entire proceeding. She did not once look like a human. It was like Hillary Clinton levels of weird.
She is like totally focused. Now her thing was messed up by the inclusion of like Morty Klein and Candace Owens. And she was there. She was next to her golem, which was that fat black lady, who you know. I don't know if you know if you have a timestamp of what that woman was asking for. So there's a few things I want to point out. So Morton Klein, to go back to him briefly, he said at one point during the hearing, he says like, we want the anti-BDS activists. The BDS activists.
Yeah.
And we want the Students for Justice in Palestine. We want these people expelled. And we want... Did I say this on the last show?
Yeah, we want to cut their funding. He wants to cut the funding of any university that fails
to expel these kids
right.
So,
for doing this.
Now, the point I do want to make, I want to reiterate this, is that's exactly what they want them to do with our people.
Yes.
Except with our people, it's taken seriously. Now, people laugh at it. In terms of BDS and SJP, that the universities would do this. But they don't laugh at it when it's an alt-right person.
Right.
And alt-right people don't do anything worse than what those people do. We don't harass people on campus, don't commit violence or plan violence. It's a political movement that is just as valid as Free Palestine. And yet universities will respond... Completely, they will obey these. They won't even need to be threatened with removal of funding. They will on their own.
Yeah.
So it kind of shows you, and it's sort of funny. It's like Morty Klein. Like I think Jazz Hand said, he's running Windows 95 Zionism.
Yeah.
Like because he's like he like doesn't realize like the woman from the ADL is like Morty. What do you get up to speed?
Yeah.
Like white supremacists are the threat here. The Arabs, like one, we're trying to use them against Whitey.
Right.
So you gotta be a little bit, like you gotta get with what the program is. That's the problem we've always had with Zoa. Like, you fucking Jignats. You're ruining everything. The
Jignats are back.
You know, so anyway, that was kind of, we kind of covered that last show. I guess I forgot that we did, but it's something that's been sticking in my fucking.
Well, I've got Mr. Nadler talking to the.
Oh, God, Jerry Nadler. I saw the funniest picture of Jerry Nadler at a gay pride parade. Like, this awkward Jew with, like, half of his, one of his shirt tails hanging out of his fat pants.
He really is fat.
And he just looks like a fucking weird retard walking around amongst, literally, he's there at a gay pride parade amongst, like, fucking faggots, like, with rainbow flags and, like, their dicks hanging out or whatever, dildos coming out of their ears. And he's walking around.
That shirt tail.
He's walking around with, like, one shirt tail on top, like, looking like a complete. Yeah, right? Why is your shirt on top there, Jerry? At pride, what's going on there, Jerry?
Who did that for you?
What happened there?
It's like, hey, it's, you know, it's,
you just come out of a portage on there,
not,
Jerry.
It's not gay if you're getting the blowjob, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
But it's really like need to draw that distinction.
The person that tweeted this out is like, this guy has power over you. How does it make you feel?
Shitty.
You know, how it makes me feel honk honk.
Yeah, I mean, yes, the honking.
Shlomo is a friend of mine.
No, he's not.
The honking was hot and heavy.
Shlomo's your boss.
The honking never ends, really. Honking. Should we talk about this Israeli spacecraft crashing?
That's pretty
funny. Can I do one BTFO, please, please, please?
Well, you're going to say the moon is like, that's number 110?
No, I have a better one.
Oh, okay.
I want to ask Johnny something. I don't want to be an asshole.
Okay.
If the moon landing was fake, why didn't the Jews fake their own?
Well, my question to him is, like, which is fake? The Jewish moon probe or the moon?
I think this just proves Nazis made it to the moon. Well, they shot down the
Nazi base.
I need to know, if you think the 1969 moon landing was fake, why, and done by Stanley Kubrick, because that's what they say.
That means technically the Jews did fake the moon landing.
Well, they faked that one. Why did they fake their own?
I don't know.
Why didn't they fake the Jew moon landing? The Jew landing.
Well, yeah,
but it is true. That's number
110.
Huh? That is good. That cracked me up.
Yeah.
Why would they fake a crash? I mean, you know, I expect an answer.
I've got
question.
The answer. They did. It didn't really crash. It landed, and they're installing their goyim.
Why are you giving them ideas?
What do you mean giving them ideas? They're giving me ideas. It's probably what they did.
Maybe they're fighting the Nazis on the moon right now.
Yeah, because it's like if Donald Trump's gonna have
they
a space
actually
force,
landed and
the Jews are gonna have a moon force.
They actually landed and they're building some kind of device to control people's brains.
Maybe they're gonna nuke the moon like that old like conservative joke site I used to read, imao.com. Like their like subtitle was nuke the moon. Maybe the Jews are gonna do it. They're gonna nuke the moon.
Why would that be a tragedy? That's where all the Nazis moved to. I want to just believe that there's Nazis on that moon looking down at us, and they're like,
it's like LMAO.
Glad we got out of there in time.
Well, if the Earth is actually flat, like nuking the moon wouldn't be a problem, right? Like all this stuff about tides and orbits,
I think it would because gravity is still real, right? I don't know.
I don't know.
How does gravity work in a flat Earth?
I can't remember. I believe in free speech but not hate speech. I believe in physics but not gravity. That's why gravity's not doesn't work.
Well, I don't
because I literally believe in free speech, but not hate speech. So I don't believe in gravity. No one can tell me what gravity is. We got a picture of a black hole now that was apparently involved 900,000 lines of code. It's like you don't really have a picture of it, do
well,
you?
Well, much like
an artist's rendering of a black hole.
Well, much like gravity, you know how there's a strong force and the weak force. Strong gravity. It's like there's like two different kinds of gravity. I don't know if you knew this or not. I'm probably fucking this up, so physics-bergs don't get mad. But there's a strong force.
It doesn't matter, because physics is all fake.
But there's the strong, like the strong free speech and the weak free speech.
Well, with physics, there's
strong
like...
Strong free speech is like...
With physics, there's like the one thing we made up and the other thing that we made up, because we have no fucking idea, but we got to explain it somehow, and we need to get government grants to study this. So here's my theory. Here's dark matter. You know what dark matter is? Africa. I don't want to hear anything else about dark matter. Dark matter is totally fake and gay. Dark matter is...
Dark matter doesn't matter.
Well, no, dark matter is the placeholder they put between this and that because what they do doesn't add up.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, that's the classic explanation,
the remainder.
It's like, oh, something doesn't add up, so there's a thing we don't know about. Yeah. I mean, that's, okay, I'm willing to believe we don't know about, this leads us into this, now, we were supposed to talk about this hearing, but we're going to do another bit here. We can do what we want. This leads us into this black hole rendering.
I'm going to lean back.
Remember? This black hole rendering?
With Goatsy?
Yes, Goatsy. Okay. It's Goatsy 2019.
That's
what we're calling this Goatsy 2019. Is this rendering of is that a the, whole, is, of a,
Jamie,
of
write, infinite, write down the show title, Jamie. It's Goatsy 2019.
An infinite abyss that they have now charted. It's an infinite abyss that you don't want anywhere near the event horizon.
It's a good movie.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But is like Larry Fishburne as like a demon going to come out of Goatsy?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway,
you just listen to that. You just listen.
Alex loves that shit.
If you like that movie, go listen to the album Frontline Assembly. It's called Implode.
Oh Jesus!
Like that entire album is like, he does this great thing with like Lawrence Fishburne. Like, this place is a tomb. It's like really awesome. Then like the beat drops.
I mean, I remember Front Two. No, that's Front. Front Two Four Two. I was like Front 2 4 2, not Frontline.
Well, they're
Assembly.
Both the like, same family. Similar kind of thing. Frontline Assembly was a little bit newer, I think.
Top Surgery Assembly. Okay.
Is Front Two?
No.
Here's a question. Is Front 2 4 2 anti-Semitic?
I don't know. They're Belgian.
Because you know it's UN Resolution 242, which guarantees a state for the Palestinians.
Ouch. Could be.
So I'm wondering.
I know Frontline Assembly. I don't think they're anti-Semitic because they're fucking Leaves. Bill Lieb is a Bill. Is Bill Leaf.
All right. Well, there you go.
Bill Lieb.
I mean,
well, it's L-E-E-B.
Oh, okay. That was like, you know, that guy Matt Lieb.
No, it's not spelled that way. But I mean, that could just be.
It could just be.
That could be just Leaf subversion.
Yeah.
Just call him Bill Leaf.
Bill.
This place is a tomb.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about this Goatsy rendering of the black hole. And
have you seen the meme where it's like that? Gobelino like male stripper. It's like the images of the black hole, and then it's him like popping out of the.
Yes, I've seen.
I hate
I've
that
seen,
meme, but that cracked me up.
I've seen many memes surrounding this, but I wanted to talk about.
So you can find that on screen. That was a good one.
What the media did here? So this woman, what's her name? Bowman, right?
Yeah, it's like it's spelled weird.
Was it Rachel or Susie or something?
I mean, you know, it might as well be Rachel. Let's just call it Rachel because every Jew is named Rachel.
Let me see what her real name is. It's black hole. It's like Bowman. Let me see what her real name is. Katie Bowman.
Yeah.
Okay, 29-year-old Katie Bowman didn't know anything about black holes. You think so? Then she helped capture the first photo of them. Now they're making a huge thing of this. Now, so here's this Twitter photograph comes out of her, like a selfie that she took of herself, like giggling, playing on Twitter while like a man who'd obviously been like overworked, like been up 24 hours, like cracking the
codes.
Well,
this is this kid,
like,
right? Andrew Chail.
Right. Well, I want to talk about this for a second. So the Twitter photo she sent, the most famous photo of her is her goofing off while a dude is asleep because he's been working. He's overworked. It's like he finally needs a rest.
That's
after like 24 hours, right? So that's that one photo. Have you seen that one?
Wham an alarm. Wham an alarm. Wham an alarm.
I gave you a reason to use it.
I knew right where it was because it's new.
I gave you a reason to finally use it. So I wanted to say this about Katie Bowman. Now, thankfully, the code for this rendering software. Now, my understanding is I don't know if they saw a black hole or they finally had the software to render it.
I think this is what
they came up with. All right, fine. Now,
but for the fucking Wall Martians out there, it's like, hey, look, it's a picture of a black hole. It's like, no, it's not.
Doesn't
a black hole absorb all light? Therefore, you can't fucking photograph it.
Well, you can photograph the absence of it, and you can also photograph the idea of Einstein's idea. I don't know if it was Einstein or someone. The idea being that you can infer its existence by the bending of light and space around it.
That's Baudrillard's third sign value, the signifier that's the absence of something.
Fine, that's cool, but that's what they would say. Okay, so I'm not weighing in on any
of
this.
Can we photograph the absence of fucks given that I have?
What I'm trying to get to is whammy alarm, and you keep distracting me. So
okay, go ahead.
What happens is then this code... Wow. Okay. This is. Okay.
Just be a professional. Just ignore it.
So this code
ringtone is now off.
For this program that they wrote to render this image is on GitHub. Okay, it's open source.
Ah.
So this is the mistake they made. They wanted to pimp it as if this Katie Bowman had such a big part in this.
Women
but
in STEM.
The GitHub code is available, and so I looked at the data. What I find won't surprise you.
So
they are not lying about Andrew Chail. Andrew Chail wrote 95% of this program. There are six total people on the project with check-ins, meaning they contributed code. Andrew Chail committed something like
850,000
lines of code, and he altered 130,000. She committed like 2,400 and altered 1,300. Out of six people, she was number four in terms of lines of code committed and altered. But you can also go and look at the commits. I was looking at the commits themselves and the notations that she keeps, she adds to them. And in a few, first, can you just stop? And then in several cases, she commits lines of code and says something like, added the ability to change font size in the taskbar. See, you're not reacting because, like, part of this is that I'm talking and you're not browsing Facebook.
I'm trying to find that meme.
Okay, fine. But, like,
I'm responding to someone calling me out.
That's fine. But, like, part of this is you react to what I say. You understand? Like, I say something funny and, like, you have a reaction to it. You understand how the interplay works?
So she changed the size of
So the what I'm saying is the code that she commits to this project is, like, changing the font size. Right. So, like, that's her contribution.
Not rendering a black hole.
Right. And thank you guys for, like, not, you know, not being keyed into what I was saying and browsing Facebook so we don't get... you were browsing Facebook
I'm
as well.
I'm not browsing Facebook. All right, I'm looking for a meme.
Am I literally the only one that's not also browsing Facebook here looking for
a meme? Well, you were talking.
Wait, what? It's 2019. Why are we browsing Facebook in the first fucking place?
Because why are you not paying attention to me when I'm about to say something really funny and deliver a punchline that you're supposed to react to for the delight of the audience?
I'm sorry,
What are you even looking at?
What are you even looking for? This bit is done. We're moving on.
I was hoping I'd get there beforehand with the mail.
See, now you're getting things like this. This is what I'm talking
about. Well, that's cool. That's a good post. Oh, God.
Dude, I would, like, close that window right now.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm, like, so tempted to reach over.
I forgot. I should have had Jamie pull up the meme.
I'm about to, like, reach
Jamie,
over
pull up that meme.
And hit, like, Control W on your keyboard.
What would that do?
I'll close that window.
What about the rest of the windows?
I don't care. It's not my problem.
Close Windows 10.
Close Windows 10.
Close
please.
Windows 10.
Right, Siri, I'm supposed to do
Siri,
an update
please.
On Windows 10 today.
Dude, God, Windows 10. It's amazing how they took something that worked and broke it so badly.
It's amazing how people actually put things like an Alexa device in their house.
That is amazing.
That I still can't get over. So we get this story yesterday that the Amazon employees are, like, listening to your Alexa conversations and laughing at you. And it's like, wow, who could have predicted this? Yeah, it's happening. There was an article came out in, like, TechCrunch or something like that. I don't want to look it up because I don't really care.
I don't have a fucking Alexa.
But my thing is, like, if you're dumb enough to put that in your house, like, you know, good luck.
When I walk to my house and I put my thumb on the door, I don't have to get my keys out, or it unlocks my voice. And,
I would never trust that shit.
And
Alexa makes the CIA completely redundant.
Too many recordings of my own voice.
I have a smart home. I have a smart home now. I just walk in the room and the house smells me and the lights turn
on. I'm perfectly happy with a dumb home.
I go over to the
I pay $20 a month to be spied on 24/7?
You order the things that are
running
low in
my refrigerator. Your phone isn't doing it already though.
Yeah. Wait till that gets more sophisticated.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I've gotten into this habit where, like, I don't want to go too far with this because it's inappropriate. But no, not tinfoil. But, like, when my wife and I,
yes,
are intimate,
right? You
I like put my phone like in a drawer.
Yeah, I know that. I did it.
It's like and you it's got now you can flip the phone over either because there's a camera on both sides. So it's like it has to be like put away.
Yeah,
it freaks me.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It freaks me out.
I wonder if we're going to move into an era that's like a version of Minority Report, where these devices are just constantly listening for keywords, and they take something out of context, SWAT team kicks your door in.
Well, yeah, that's called red flag law. Red flag laws. Yeah.
You wonder?
The Minority Report is...
you wonder if... The question is, how deep into that world are we now?
Mm-hmm.
And now, for a while, like, a lot of the stuff of the government spying on you was memes. Like, it was they liked that meme out there.
Oh, I was talking about this the other day. Libertarians are right about everything. So fucking gay. Makes me so mad.
What do you mean?
They were right about the Patriot Act and everything that happened after 9/11. They were absolutely right.
They weren't the only ones raising alarm bells.
But they were
the
well, that's what I was reading at the time. They were the ones like this stuff is and like we're sitting here like, but we want to fight this war. Well, these goddamn Muslims. And
you were doing that.
I mean, well, a lot of people were.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
A lot of people. How do you think they got it done?
I wasn't doing that.
I was a liberal at the time. Liberals were also against. But I was more of a leftist.
They were right. Like, this is going to be used against you to get
your
guns.
Well, the funny thing is leftists are no longer against this stuff. Because they know now that they have
the power.
Well,
now they want to lock up the journalists that warn you about this stuff.
Right. That's another thing we haven't even talked about that yet.
Well, I mean, it's not really. It's not so much leftist. It's
I'm Jewish.
Yeah,
that's who.
But it's the genuine left has been suppressed to just a few voices. There's only a few voices left on the genuine left, and the left now is overwhelmingly overtaken with these radicals who are being controlled by Jews, even if they don't necessarily know it. So a good example of this. Do you remember Mike Gravel? Does that name ring a bell? Mike Gravel, Alex.
Anyone? It's like a driveway.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
So in 2004 and 2008. They brought this guy, former Democratic congressperson, I guess, from Alaska. He's this old fogey, Mike Gravel. They brought him up out of hiding to have him do like a protest run for president because he was anti-war. He had no chance, but he was kind of like the Code Pink Democracy Now! Type candidate. And he's running again.
Yeah,
and they announced it. Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Mike Gravel's plan to rock the Democratic Party.
And you're seeing this in the Atlantic, right?
The long-ago senator from Alaska is running for president, but he doesn't want your vote. He just wants to get on the debate stage.
He's not going to make it on the debate stage. So what I want to say is, like, now they brought this guy out in 2004 and 2008, and he was a long-ago senator then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm surprised the guy isn't dead. But
He looks like the XO from Battlestar Galactica.
It is sort of funny. Yeah, he kind of does. He kind of does love look that like guy. That. But that guy was based, at least. But he, this is the guy that Chapo, this is the guy that Chapo Trap House is endorsing. And it's so funny because they're saying, like, he's like the protest, he's like the leftist protest vote, right? They're like, hey, you leftists dissatisfied with the Democratic establishment, Democratic Party establishment, the Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, like the Betos, the Kamalas, like those of you that are dissatisfied with these people because they're establishment politicians, here's our left-wing protest vote. And I'm like, well, why would you need to do that when you have Tulsi Gabbard, who's a more serious candidate? Already is on the debate stage because of us. You know, we actually
is Tulsi
did that
a serious
thing.
Candidate?
Well, she's more serious than this fucking guy.
I don't think the Democrats have a serious candidate. Okay, that's what bugs me.
But they have candidates that are going to be in the running.
Yeah,
and Tulsi is actually in terms of being a serious person, she's a more serious person than any of them.
I don't know.
Look, can you let me do this?
Yeah, I'm not.
What are you? What is your problem?
All I said was, yeah, I don't know. You're supposed to keep going.
But what is not serious about her?
I don't know, her wetsuit, her surfing, her being like really brown, and just, she doesn't look like someone who can be president.
No, she can't be president.
Doesn't talk like someone who can be president. She doesn't seem like someone who can run for it. There's nothing serious about it. What?
You're just like, you're sabotaging.
What am I sabotaging?
The whole delusion? It's not a delusion.
It's a meme. It's not even a good meme. It's just a...
She's the only person.
I do like her in a wetsuit, though.
Well, first of all, Tulsi Gabbard would not be on the debate stage without us. Remember when she was 20,000 donors down and we started donating to her to get her on the debate stage?
Oh, we did that?
Yeah.
Did we do that?
This is another thing. You were probably browsing Facebook during that bit as well, just like you're browsing Facebook now.
Ass, I think that's what was going on.
All right. Well,
could she be on the debate stage in the wetsuit?
Why would you... My thing is this. Okay, if no one's serious, if you want a leftist protest candidate, why not her? That's my question.
I don't know if I want a leftist protest
candidate. I'm not talking to you!
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I kind of just don't care.
All right, let's move on to something else.
Well, no, I was going to play commercial.
We were on to something else. You tell us what to talk about.
You want to watch I watched Hellraiser 2. You want to talk about that?
No.
All right. I would love to talk about that. I love the Hellraiser films. Why were you watching Hellraiser 2? What brought this on?
I finished The Wire.
All right, you guys are talking about Hellraiser.
You finished The Wire, and you're like, well, you know, I should follow this up with Hellraiser.
Well, no, it was like a couple days later. It's like, I got nothing to do. Like, oh, look, Hellraiser's on. Let's watch that.
All right. How long are you going to talk about?
Can you just finish your Tulsi thing so I can play this guy?
No, like, I'm done with it. I'm done.
So can I play this guy's video?
No, I don't want to do this bit. No, we're not doing it. Turn it off.
What bit is this?
We're not doing it.
I'm going to mute your mic, and I'm going to play this thing.
But let's maybe bring up the topic of the day, which is the Green New Deal.
How much will this cost? That's unclear. How will we pay for it? Unknown.
It's not realistic.
Because there's no way to pay for it.
Is it Feinstein?
It's immoral.
The younger generation now tells me how tough things are. Give me a break.
No, no.
Fucking Zoomers.
I have no empathy.
I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons.
I think Medicare for all is one of the possible paths.
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy. This was a little controversial in San Francisco.
He did ask.
Who is that?
Yes or no? Would you
come on?
Does that come on?
I am not for free 4-year college.
She's like really young there or something. All right, here's the rock man. Here's the gravel. Is he wearing an eye watch? Is that fucking faggot wearing? Is this is your leftist protest candidate wearing an eye an iPhone watch?
Who cares? He's wearing a fucking eye watch. That's what watches look like these days. Doesn't matter.
It's the greatest generation is not supposed to wear that shit.
No one should wear that shit. But Jesus,
nobody being a leftist protest anything should be wearing anything. I digress.
Should wear wetsuit.
Shaking his head.
Human
shakes head boomerishly. That's what the subtitle should say.
Human beings are being killed as I speak to you tonight. Killed as a direct result of policy decisions.
Wait, so is he the Vietnam protest candidate of 2020? Is that what's going on?
That's how old he is, right?
We as a body have made.
Why is it all along the watchtower playing in the background of this commercial?
It should be Credence.
Yeah. Well, I prefer Along the Watchtower.
I prefer Credence.
Credence, like, sucks.
So does all along the Watchtower.
Do you also like Liquid Tension, whatever the fuck?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Do you honestly like All Along the Watchtower?
I think it's a really cool song, and I really like it when there's the jungle blowing up and napalm in the background.
All right. Which version do you like? Jimi Hendrix sucks.
Yeah, but his, like, that All Along the Watch, like, for some reason, that was like Boomer Gold, like the combination of Bob Dylan with Jimi Hendrix.
It does nothing for me.
Really?
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix does nothing for me. In fact, I think he's a really shitty guitarist. Very sloppy. And it's not because he's black. If he was black and good, I would still say he's good. It's because he sucks. He's not a good guitarist.
I mean, I'm not going anywhere with that. I think that was a good song. That was a good song.
That's my opinion.
That was a less.
Jimi Hendrix sucks. If you like him, you should be ashamed.
Be ashamed.
I mean.
Oh, sorry, Alex. What's that? We'll see what else goes on in this video. So here's this, back to this video with no Jimi Hendrix in it whatsoever,
this
but it's
approach
Vietnam.
Of war on drugs has not succeeded. We've spent billions of dollars on it.
And we fill up our prisons.
He's playing tape of himself and just staring disdainfully at the camera.
That's the weirdest part about this.
This is great. I like this guy.
We're the embarrassment of the world. We're supposed to be a democracy.
I mean, we've got you get the impression it's just a random old guy that's in the video for no reason.
Yeah, is this guy just represents disgruntled white America? Like, or
no.
He's the candidate.
Literally, no, he doesn't represent.
I'm just saying, like,
white
America. this guy's the actual candidate. Disgruntled, whatever America.
This guy is a joke of a candidate.
Prison 2.3 million people in prison.
Oh, is he gonna hit somebody with a rock?
As a nation on defense.
Fuck.
All the rest
now I might have
world,
to like this guy.
Together, this whole nation.
Who does he hit with
a
rock? That's
the
question.
The world. I'm ashamed as an American to be.
Oh, you just said it's a sanctuary for the world.
Border.
See, there
that's
we go.
That's not the America that I fought for.
You fought for Israel, then, my friend.
Yeah, no, nobody fought for
you
America.
Fought for, nobody
yeah,
fought.
You're
for,
absolutely right about that.
Yes.
Soldiers died in Vietnam in vain. You cannot.
I didn't watch my buddy
what is
it?
I
die faced out of the muck so that this strumpet.
I want to see what he does with this rock.
Yeah.
John, go to Hanoi and get a Baskin Robbins ice cream cone.
What the fuck
Why
is he talking about?
So
Baskin Robbins. Now I'm starving. What
I
the
know.
Fuck?
Oh, he's talking about like bombing brown countries so we can open McDonald's there. I'm with him on that.
Now I'm fucking starving though. That's the only problem.
I know it's like 2 o'clock. I haven't had lunch yet.
I don't fucking want an ice cream cone.
I want some fucking taco meat.
Places around the world because we kill so many people wantonly. Oh, Joe, I'll include you too. You have a certain arrogance. You wanna tell the Iraqis how to run their
country. I remember this.
And we can get off of gas
in
5 years. And we can get off of carbon in 10 years. All we got to do is want to do it. Just play, get out. It's their country. They're asking us to leave, and we insist on staying there.
We're not getting off carbon.
He's talking about leaving Iraq.
I know.
He's right about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The military-industrial complex not only controls our government.
What about Israel,
lock,
Mike?
Stock and barrel.
What about Israel, Mike?
How long before the military-industrial complex is a anti-Jewish canard.
It already is, by the way.
The start. When do they start saying it, though?
They've started to say it.
Have they?
They're beta testing it, I think, or A/B testing. Is that
A/B
the word?
A/B testing.
No, they're floating out things like
trial balloon.
Now they've been saying anti-war is like anti-Semitic for a while, but it's gaining traction, and particularly with Syria. And that's the thing with Tulsi Gabbard, which is why your nonchalant attitude about it kind of irritates me, because it's actually very significant the way she's being treated. Now, you don't have to think she's serious.
How's she being
treated?
You
don't have to like her. But, like, she's a brown woman.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of left-wing policies.
Right.
But she's anti-war, and she did, like, not only is she anti-war, she uses the same kind of rhetoric Gravel is using here about Syria, and she goes on CNN, and you would think leftists should love this woman. And people like Chapo Trap House and that should love this woman, right? You would think so. But because the Jews hate her, because she goes on CNN and they're like, so Tulsi, can you tell us like why you love Assad and why you like it when he gasses his own people?
Fair question.
That's the kind of questions she gets, right?
It's a fair question.
And because of that, now you would think that even despite that, that leftists would see through that shit, right? That they would see... that these J-leftists would see through. They'd be like, oh, the mainstream corporate media, corporate capitalist warmongering media, is like trying to store an anti-war candidate. True. But why aren't they supporting her? My thing is, why bring in Mike Gravel, this old washed-up white dude, to do this stuff when you have a young brown woman to do it? Well, the reason is because the Jews hate her. Because she's an anti-Zionist.
The Jews hate him? Seems like they
should.
Well,
no, they're backing him because he's never going to mention Jews. Tucker invited this guy on his show to talk about his issues, to promote his candidacy, and his Jewish campaign manager wrote like a fuck you Tucker BTFO note that everyone was supposed to clap about.
Interesting.
So that's why they're supporting this guy. Also, this guy's a joke. He's a washup. He's probably senile. He's got no chance.
That's why he's not talking.
Culture.
He threw the rock
in
the
water. What a waste of a rock!
Thought he was going to hit somebody with it.
You're supposed to hit someone with that rock. Well, there's a total waste of a rock.
It's like
symbolism of this?
I don't understand the symbolism of throwing the rock in
like
the water.
Like a dead turtle,
old
like,
man
close to the surface now. Old man throws rocks at water.
I don't get it. Is that it? Maybe, maybe the water?
Is it the ripple?
Is it Democratic primary? And the rock is his candidacy?
Oh, it is kind of brown.
It's muddy.
You should just be pissing into it. America needs a voice for justice. All right. Help Mike Gravel. Get to the debates.
I believe
to be
it's
that
Gravel.
I don't care. Mike needs 65,000 donations. Donate as little as $1.
These platitudes.
But here's
a voice for justice.
Here's another thing I want to say to these people.
It's time to make some waves for change. I'm Mike Gravel.
That's why he threw the rock in the water. Yeah.
That's what I said.
He's making waves for change.
But he didn't make waves.
He made
ripples.
Now he's walking away.
He made ripples. Where is he anyway?
He's at a park somewhere.
Well, he's lost, and they're trying to find him.
Yeah, they don't even know where he is. They're not even going to be able to find him.
Silver alert, right?
It's like Mike needs to make it to the debate stage. Please help us find him.
There's an amber alert for missing adult right now.
Missing elderly adult. Please help us.
MikeGravel.org. Mike Gravel, I'm sorry.
Mike Gravel, missing for the debate. We need to get him to the debate stage. It's not because of 65,000 donations. It's just we can't fucking find this guy. He wandered off.
He's in a nice park that hasn't been ruined by diversity. You can tell by there's no trash on the ground.
Yeah, why did they? Where is that? It looks like, nice. Why can't I live there?
There should be like, do we have any like candidates of color that they can show up at the same park and like their thing is like they'll just throw like a McDonald's bag into the water.
Yeah,
like that's what. They'll throw a McDonald's bag into the water and leave it like a dirty diaper in the grass.
Oh Jesus!
For somebody else to pick up. Like that's real America. That's what they really want.
Yeah, my only point is.
What's Jamie writing down on there? Are you drawing pictures of us or
she's,
something?
She's
Jamie's a guy.
She's diligently.
Jamie's a dude.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's the meme.
No, I'm just looking at photos.
Are you misgendering Jamie?
No, you are.
Oh, I am. Yeah, sorry, Jamie.
He works for Rogan, and now he works for us, too.
All right. Well, look.
He was not making enough over it. Joe Rogan.
Do you understand the point I'm making here?
No. I wasn't really paying attention.
God damn. She's got a nice body.
That's why.
No, I understand the point you're making.
That's why we're moving on to the next thing.
I understand the point you're making. You made it.
Like, why wouldn't you support a brown woman with the same positions, except who for some reason is more connected to...
Why should I support anybody?
Oh,
I'm not asking you!
It's a farce.
This is another problem.
You just asked me. You just asked me, why wouldn't you support? I'm telling you, like, I don't support
anybody. What's a rhetorical question?
All right. I didn't know it was a rhetorical question. You're asking me. You're so mad that I like, poo-pooed Tulsi.
I am mad about that. You should be supporting Tulsi.
Why? I don't support any of that. This is all... This is
because...
I support
Jews
honking.
Hate her. Why? Because Jews hate her.
Okay. That's neat.
That's good enough for me at this point.
All right.
I'm like Yang Gabbard 2020. That's my ticket.
I just don't care. I find these things... Like, Tulsi doesn't have anything funny. At least Yang has something funny, but it's not funny anymore.
Well,
so
you
want to
know what's funny? You want to know what's hilarious? Is the... when they started promoting...
Tulsi Gabbard has a really stupid name. And she's a brown lady. And she surfs. I'm sorry. I'm glad she hates the Jews. But I don't fucking care.
Wait,
there's nothing. There's no.
Why don't you browse Facebook next time?
There's nothing. There's nothing to hide under.
What do you hide under?
Tulsi's not going to save us from the Jews. Memeing about her candidacy is not going to help.
Oh, she's in trouble for slamming Israel for live fire use in Gaza. Okay, that's what.
Good for her. I'm surprised it made it into the news.
Are there any more? Is there anything else you want to shit on? Before
oh, yeah, yes. So the Jews don't think that she's their friend, which makes them her enemy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's literally true.
Same boat.
So wouldn't you... Don't, I mean, look. If you don't want to do any of this stuff, why don't you just back off silently and, like, not fucking shit on it while other people do it?
I don't think I really shat on it.
You just
I
did.
I just spoke my mind.
Well, I don't want you speaking your mind. I want you following an editorial line that Stryker and I developed for you.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. What it is we, the alt-right, supported Tulsi Gabbard, and we got her from... Now here's the point I'm trying to drive home for you, and I want you to try and process it and see if you still want to be, you know, Gen X nihilist afterwards, go for
I'm
it.
I'm not Gen X nihilist.
You're doing
just,
total Gen X nihilist.
I'm just black-pilled right beyond
you
where
did
you
just
are.
Watch Hellraiser 2. I think the Gen X nihilism comment is accurate.
So, okay, so here's the thing. Andrew Yang is a joke of a fucking candidate.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Tulsi Gabbard... Well, I don't think is a joke of a candidate, wasn't very popular, and because of the Jew prohibition on supporting her, mm-hmm, she was kind mm-hmm. of like a non-factor.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those people, through alt-right promoting of them, have now been elevated, got their donations, and are on the debate stage for the Democratic primaries.
Okay.
All right. Now, because of that, in reaction to that, you have two potential leftist protest candidates, mm-hmm. but neither of them are Jew-approved.
Ah.
So they're bringing out a Jew-approved leftist protest candidate, and because the sort of alt-left, if you will, like the J-left, is who is this is the G is the J-left candidate, okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
And because of that, he won't appear on Tucker,
right?
Right. Whereas Yang and Tulsi would both happily go on Tucker and tell Tucker their opinions and positions and talk about it, right? And he won't do that. So he's doing the J-Left thing. Oh, you're a white supremacist. Fuck you. He's doing all that stuff, right? So he now the funny thing is he's an old white guy.
Yeah.
So they're throwing a Chinese man and a brown girl under the bus for an old white guy. That's funny in and of itself because he's totally doing what the Jews want. But he's never going to win anything. I don't even think he's going to get to the debate stage, which shows the grassroots power of our movement versus theirs. They can't get their guy.
You don't think they can astroturf 65,000 Jewish donors to make this happen?
It depends on how. I mean, I don't think the top level Jews give a shit about this guy. Okay. They've got their candidates.
Interesting.
They've got Beto. They've got Kamala. Mm-hmm. They've got who else? They got Boehner. Mm-hmm. A lot of the leftists are going for Bernie. This guy doesn't mention Bernie. What's fundamentally different about him and Bernie? He's not Jewish. So the J left is trying to create a protest phenomena that's not Bernie. That's not Yang, that's not Gabbard, and that isn't one of these establishment candidates, and they're coming up with this guy, and they're not, he's not going anywhere, and this is like the Chapo candidate. This is their guy. Don't you think that's kind of funny?
I don't think,
or you just,
I don't
you
think,
don't give
I don't
a
think
shit.
Anything Chapo does is kind of funny.
Well, that's what you're, I mean, it's funny. It's funny in how pathetic it is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
okay. We got two. Now the funny thing is, we were able to meme two Democrats onto that debate stage. They can't meme one. Well, the left can't meme, right?
No, they can't meme.
So this is the leftist joke candidate version of the left not being able to meme, if that makes sense. Like Like, we memed.
I like that. That's a good angle right there.
Yang as the joke candidate. That was our guy. And it worked. He's on the debate stage. He's going to be.
Wait, I thought it was unironic support for, like, total, like, chink socialism.
Well, I mean, for some people it is, and that's fine. No judgments are made.
We've got to fight socialism and communism for some reason, right?
No judgments here are made. I mean, you know. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Like think about literally Mike Gravel is the left can't meme the candidate.
I like it.
That's my narrative here. So are you now behind me? Are you now?
That's a better meme than Tulsi.
Are you not going to? You still don't get the Tulsi,
dude. Are you fucking kidding? I am 100% behind Tulsi. Like,
well, you wish you were.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Right. And then in the sense,
you wish you were directly behind
in the sense that Alex is
wham an alarm.
You can see the roast beef in there.
You wanted to be on that surfboard in that wetsuit, just smacking that fat ass. That's what Alex wants.
Surfboard.
Particularly when she's straddling it to paddle out. Oof. You know, rather when she's riding. Oh, geez.
Mommy.
Anywho. Mm.
As long as you don't have to see, like, man. Talk about somebody needing, like, a 4,000 foreskin face.
Yeah, she could actually probably use some of that.
Actually, she just take the individual foreskins and just, like, kind of, like,
just, like, fill in those holes.
Use them as patches.
Yeah.
Just kind of like
that. Yeah, I've been watching Hellraiser.
Yeah, that's, like, really gross, actually.
I mean.
That way my dick can be on her face, too.
Oh, dude. Circumcised.
I imagine that every
right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one cope if you were circumcised. Just think of your dick on all these famous ladies' faces. I mean, I've done that joke before, but I'll never stop doing it.
It's a good joke. It works. It's better than the Tulsi joke.
All right, can we stop fighting now? We're not. Can you stop undermining?
I'm doing content.
That's debatable.
Can we Hold on, Alex.
I found that disagreeing with my co-host makes for really great content.
I guess. I mean, there's a lot of. Do you know how many people are going to be pissed at you about this segment?
Should I put it out there that if you're pissed at me, I don't give a fuck.
It's going to.
Like, people don't understand contempt. It's literally just a total disregard for your feels.
Mine too, apparently.
Like, I know how to do the show. I'm going to do the show the way I do it. And if you have any suggestions. Fucking, you should just write them down and insert them in your ass.
Because I
could give a fuck.
Can I have this Sven that, like, isn't tired because he did Jazz and Jesse last night and did an impassioned testimony before the white nationalism hearing just 2 days ago, and then now he's, like, in a really pissy mood because he had to stay up late last night and he's
no, you know
what's
going to happen? You're going to have that Sven after we take a break and I eat lunch.
All right.
That Sven will be back.
I'm starving too.
You're not, I'm that Snickers commercial.
Yo,
right
I want
now.
A Baskin Robbins.
Like right now, I'm a whiny Holocaust survivor because I have.
I want the U.S. government to bomb this house and install a Baskin Robbins so I can have an ice cream cone. I don't really want that, but you know what I'm saying.
Rankin Baskin Robbins.
That's a better show title.
What does it even mean?
Actually, write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down, Jim.
Rankin Baskin Robbins.
I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Totally irrelevant.
All right.
Well, so what else do you want to do? What we were supposed to.
We were doing the white nationalism.
42 minutes ago, we were going
to
watch
What else? Did I get to the. I did the GitHub stuff. I did the
GitHub stuff.
We did the space stuff.
The GitHub
we did
stuff.
All the space stuff. We did the stuff space. With the Jews
space
in space.
Space isn't real, right?
We had two stories about Jews in space this literally yesterday.
Jews in space.
That was like a skit back in the day.
Jews in space
on some stupid comedy show. Yeah.
Wow, they're like floating around in zero gravity.
They had like these Star
of
David shaped cruiser battle cruisers or something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. She was hysterical.
I mean, whenever I see stuff like that and I see people, there's something that I want to address here.
Oh,
that is that. If there's anything in the mainstream media that's like seemingly poking fun at Jews and you're trying to say there's something woke or anti-Semitic about this, you're completely wrong. The thing that annoys me the most is, have you ever seen the Grabler sketch? The Grabblers? It's an old Onion
like
sketch.
Mike Grabler? We just watched it.
We just did the Grabler sketch.
He threw a rock in the water. I'm making waves.
Have you ever seen, Alex, you know what I'm talking about? The Grabblers. It's like an Onion comedy spit that they did.
Like, describe it.
It's like there's like people who are like, that's it right there in the top. Okay. So You can even play this.
Is this overcome stress by visualizing it as a greedy, hook-nosed race of creatures?
Oh. Okay, so watch this. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this.
I have not seen this.
You can even show it, because I want to point something out about it. It's not anti-Semitic. It's making fun of you.
Making fun of anti-Semites.
It's making fun of anti-Semites. It's funny. I'm not going to deny it's funny. But if you see things like this and you're like, oh, this is woke, it's not. This is Jews laughing at you.
This is me being feeling attacked by this relatable content.
And I can't tell you how many times in my life in the last 5 years people have shared this with me.
But first, in today's tough economic times, money stresses can really be overwhelming.
Yeah, but help is on the way. Author Christine Eckert is here to show us some exercises to reduce stress.
Hi, people are good at this. They're good at this. They're good at this faux, like, bubbly morning host thing.
They're making fun of white people. Notice everyone's white. When if you actually watch a morning show, what do you see?
Michael Strahan.
You see nothing but niggers.
Yeah. So these people are going to talk about this.
My money-related stress is the most disgusting, terrifying creature I can think of. I like to imagine an ugly, greasy little creature with a hooked nose and oily black hair.
Oh, he is scary.
I call him the Grabbler because he's a greedy little monster who wants to grabble up all my money. Ooh. Now close your eyes and picture the Grabbler.
Okay, there he is.
Now think of all the problems your Grabbler is causing. He invented interest rates like the ones on your credit card.
So that's essentially they're showing, if you're not watching, that basically what almost looks like a Happy Merchant, it's just a different version of
it. It's like close enough, yeah.
Yeah. Whoops.
He's taking the jobs because grapplers only hire their own kind.
I just want to get rid of him.
Now imagine the grappler slowly disintegrating like a pile of ashes blown away by a purifying wind.
Now it does seem, like he's anti-Semitic, right?
I'm like, I'm unsure of like.
Well, the thing is, this is on The Onion.
Yeah.
Now there's been, now.
They do a lot of weird content.
I've been, there's people that have speculated that there might be somebody of our persuasion working there, and it's possible. And they might
say that it is, because the Onion is occasionally funny, and that would be impossible if they just used the cast as usual SJW.
Yeah, if it was just a bunch of leftists, they couldn't ever be funny. So this sketch is funny, but I can't tell you, it's old. This is old. This is many years old.
Yes, it's in standard def. It's not even widescreen.
Yeah,
like so I had to adjust our OBS to compensate.
I don't know how old it is, but people have been sending me this for years and saying, "Whoa, this is woke." Now, I just want to explain that this isn't woke. This is making fun of anti-Semitism, and it is also taking your ironic, nihilistic Gen X or millennial personality, and it is programming you to make fun of white people with these kind of sentiments, and it is giving you, once again, putting the sort of the truth in the mouths in a twisted way of the kind of white people who look like normal, decent people, but you're supposed to have contempt for them, and then they're thinking things that are supposed to be red flags for somebody that you're supposed to have contempt for. That's what this is doing, and that's why a normal person watching this absorbs all those messages. You're an anti-Semite before you see it, so you're like, "Oh, this is great."
Yeah,
but like,
I'm just enjoying a fun sketch that confirms all of my
exactly. But in reality,
I'm the butt of this joke, and I don't
you
even
are
know
the
it.
Butt of the joke. Yes, and that's what annoys me about this. Mm. And there's a lot of content like this, and the Jews in Space is the same kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
now that is alt-right critical theory right there. That's why we're actually all postmodernists.
Right. So when you see like Jews in Space and they do a funny bit with like, "Oh, Moishi, the fucking laser beams aren't working. Oh, God, my," or whatever the fuck they're doing, right? It doesn't matter. Whatever
Jews
they're doing.
Jews in Space auto-completed.
Yeah.
See, Jews in Space!
I don't even know what this is.
Jews are in space.
That's the Star of David's spaceship.
See, it's funny. You laugh. It is funny.
If what appears? If what appears, put it back in its place?
If Golem attack us.
What the hell? Now it's Star Wars.
Why did we set the Star Wars?
Why is Star Wars in here?
Because they don't care about copyright. Somehow, like, I don't know, dude. We'll see what happens. I think they're going to have... Skip to, like, when they actually have Jews talking. Like.
Oh, man. Now I want to watch Star Wars.
All right, here we go. I feel like I missed something.
Dude, you didn't. It just. Can we actually hear those words?
Who the fuck put this video together?
This is so stupid.
This is really bad. The other one was funny.
They beamed this into the Jews in space being destroyed. See?
All right, so this is this must be a parody of Jews in Space?
No.
Yeah, it's they took the Jews in Space shit and they spliced it.
So no,
yeah.
I want to.
Well, because now you have. All right.
Oh, okay. Maybe they did. But anyway, my point is, though, when you see things like this, it's not anti-Semitic, okay? If you think that, you're wrong. Now, there's Jews in deep space. See if that's the thing that you want or if that's the same video. Is it? What the fuck?
Oh, this is the Russian version.
All right, this is good.
Are we done with the Jews in space bit?
Well, yeah, he's not skipping. He's not like doing it right as usual.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, it's the same shit. No, is it?
Well, there's no Star Wars in it. It's uncut.
Well, let's see what they're saying.
The Jews uncut.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I don't think the audience.
I don't really care about the Jews.
We should
space
probably just stop this hour 10 minutes early and just like regroup. I'll eat.
No.
Stop yelling at the audience.
Well,
and interfering with you.
Well, my point here is.
We'll do a good second hour.
I just want to make the point. This material is not making fun of Jews.
Okay.
It's either making fun of you, or it's celebrating.
They
Jews.
Don't even know me.
Jew. All right. We're ending the hour now.
That one was on purpose.
I know. Listen, if you laugh at the Grabler sketch, you're laughing at yourself. I just want to tell you that. If you laugh at Jews in space, it is funny because talking about Jews and protecting the Hebrew race, it's funny. But that's just Jews patting themselves on the back. Why do they get to have a funny little sketch about themselves building spaceships?
Why
don't we have white people?
Yeah, whites in space.
We're protecting a white race.
They
don't do
this kind of shit very much anymore. They don't do the kind of self-mocking Jew humor.
This isn't really, because there is no such thing. That's what I'm getting at. There is no such thing. It's always kissing their own ass, and it's inviting you to kiss their ass with them. And whatever kind of like minor little self-deprecation of them that's in it is really a celebration. It's really a look at how much better, funnier, smarter, and even in making fun of ourselves, sort of, not really, we're kind of pointing the finger at you. And the only way you can be funny, too, is to laugh along with us at yourself at how funny we are and how funny you're not. And that is what the Jews do with their humor. That's what the whole show of Seinfeld is. That is what this shit is. That is what the fucking Grabler shit is. All of it. There is no Jew self-mocking humor. That's the lie. That's the whole thing. It doesn't exist. That was my point. That's what I was getting at. Jews don't self-deprecate, at least not to you. To you, they're saying, look, aren't we Jews funny and cool? Laugh with us at how great we are. That's what it is. It's not self-deprecating. What is self-deprecating about Jews in space?
Nothing. They're just doing their stupid dances, and they're wearing their traditional garb,
and they're asking you to be like, hey, look at how great Jews are. Laugh at us. Look, we're in space fighting off anti-Semites. Isn't it wonderful?
Jackie Mason on Being Jewish, recommended for you.
No, it's recommended for you, not me.
I'm signed into the collective.
What are you
account.
Talking about?
This is the collective account, pal.
Well, you're the one's been browsing
TRS Radio.
It's not recommended for me. It's recommended for you.
It's recommended for you. This is your account.
Gleason Jewish.
It's also recommending my own songs.
No, it's Jackie Mason. He said Jackie Mason. That's Jackie Mason, not Jackie Gleason. But
no, I was just wondering if Gleason.
I'm not going to say, because again, I don't make those kind of pronouncements, because if I get it wrong, it's going to be forget about it. So you better just look it up.
Like
I think he was a goy.
There was other people on that show were Jewish though. What was it? What the heck was that show he was on? Moonlighters? Moon Landing?
Moon Landing is my favorite show. That was
Moon Landing was Jewish as fuck.
That was a good show.
It was so Jewish though.
That was really good. That whole
man,
like
his mom.
That whole,
his mom died of sepsis from a large neck carbuncle.
That
what
whole
a way
one
to
small.
Go.
Wow.
That whole one small step for
a man. Why didn't you just get that lanced? Just get that looked at.
It's kind of gross. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, that was possible.
I guess it was. I think people used to die of shit like that, man.
It'd be one small slice for a man.
One small lance for man.
A giant heaping cyst for mankind.
Jesus
Christ. You all right over there? Mm. You feel this hour out yet?
It's fine. We can end it. We can end it.
Just put it in. Has it been tedious?
It's been very tedious.
No, this is a good hour.
You're listening to TDS on the Right Stuff.
Doc Biz.
There it is. I had it turned down too. Fucking gay as that.
You had to turn down?
I had it turned down and I turned it up. Now I'm turning it down.
For what?
Turned down for what? Turned down for what? Look, I didn't even change the camera angle because I'm all fucked up. Here we go. So I realized during the break. Actually, Maddie, like, we kept arguing after we stopped and it was really funny. I wish we were recording it.
Yeah.
About told. I realized.
Kinda, it was kind of bitch made though.
It was good though.
Yeah, well, content. That's what you think.
Content is content.
Sure, fine.
Wow.
That's what I don't like. Content should not just be content.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Doing your bit.
You're the president. Whoa, what'd I do?
Whoa, easy.
Sorry.
I'm going to do your bit, where I just don't care about things.
Oh.
I don't care about that.
I thought you wanted me to talk about the realization I had when I was taking a leak. Oh. You want to talk about the Yankees some more?
No, I don't want that. I definitely don't care. Talk about the realization.
That rat bastard DeMarcus Leibowitz in the prep on the couch fucking comments misrepresenting what I said. I did not say Aaron Boone was a catcher. Aaron Boone was third base.
No one said No one said Aaron Boone was a catcher.
No one said that. Joe Girardi was a catcher. He became the manager. Aaron Boone became the manager after him. He was a third baseman who lost his job when they hired A-Rod. All right? And ushered in the era
A-Rod
of fucking Yankees suffering.
A-Rod is actually the most useless purchase ever of a player.
When he
got injured and then he started sucking.
Well, not even that. Like, he ushered in the era of the Yankees never winning it again.
Yeah, he really did.
They spent like so much money on him.
$25 million a year.
He came in and they never won. They got to the World Series like I don't know how many times and just like were embarrassed. Fucking ugh.
Yeah, no, but he was not even that great. Mm. Like, they paid him $25 million a year.
Yeah.
And like, it wasn't even worth it. He was like injured half the time.
Yeah.
Because then they didn't want to play. HGH. They're like, we can't play him because he might get hurt.
Right.
And we're paying him $25 million.
Yeah.
So he can't play. Because if he plays, he'll get hurt.
DH. And go up there and strike. Go up there and pop out, Alex.
Yeah, what a fucking waste.
Who the fuck cares? I realize why I don't care about Tulsi Gabbard during the break.
I was actually the one that helped you come to this realization.
No, I came to it on my own and I told you about it in the kitchen when we were eating taco meat. You didn't help.
No, I vocalized
it. I missed that part.
No, I told you. I vocalized it when I told you. If you didn't help at all.
All right.
I told you that I thought of it in the bathroom before I spoke to you, that the reason I don't care about Tulsi Gabbard is because in 2016 we helped a meme candidate get elected.
Mm-hmm.
And these meme candidates that have no chance of getting elected, I just can't be bothered. It's like, it's, eh.
Yes, after...
It's not a meme that's going anywhere.
I do understand that sentiment. After the meme of Trump...
Yes. Now that I've identified it, I can get over it and get on board.
These... seemingly cope memes.
Yes.
These small things. But I think the thing is that we didn't really get Trump totally elected. Now we were a marginal part of it, right?
Yes.
Without us he probably wouldn't have been elected. And I actually think we have the
part of the transformation.
We were a very big part of the transformation because remember, I said this before, I'll say it again. He won by 180,000 votes. The total margin in those five Rust Belt states that he won, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. he shouldn't have won, supposedly, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. was 180,000 votes over like Wisconsin,
those
Iowa,
were all racists.
Philadelphia, or Pennsylvania, sorry. But yeah, you know, like that whole Midwest Rust Belt that he won, he won that based on racism, mm-hmm, and appealing to the white working class. And he wasn't supposed to win those states. And the margins were razor thin in all of them. The total margin in all five states was 180,000 votes. And my thing is, like, Donald Trump, we can take that from you.
Yeah.
We, the alt-right, has the power to take that from you. So we gave that to you, and we can take it back.
And he said, hold my beer, watch me alienate you. Yeah.
Oh, you want to say that you're, watch me make you pissed off.
I'll take hope away from you.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, yes. And so then the issue is that, so, in response, we're also still messing around in politics. But what we're doing is we're messing with the Democratic primary by getting people like Yang and Tulsi in there. And to you, that feels like small potatoes, or even not even potatoes.
Well, now that I know why I don't care, I feel better about it. It's like I understand. Right. Like, now we can focus on like making them have this uh, this conflict between brown people and Jews.
Yeah, why shouldn't that's we what, that's what get should this brown anti-Zionist because, you know, woman because on the stage?
The thing that gets in the way of their browning of America is that the Browns are anti-Semitic.
Some of them.
A lot of
now,
them.
Now, Tulsi Gabbard's not like openly anti-Semitic, okay?
But she's not.
She doesn't back down from her anti-war.
She just treats Israel like any other country.
Yes.
That's not the same as being anti-Semitic.
That's anti-Semitism.
She's critical of Israel.
That's anti-Semitism.
And she basically treats Israel and Syria like moral equals in this conflict. And
anti-Semitic.
It's like, why? Yeah, exactly. You're right. Treating Jews like they're anybody else is anti-Semitic.
Having a principal position on Israel that's not Israel, rah, 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 let's go. That's
exactly.
You heard this. You cannot criticize anything about that country without being anti-Semitic. You can't be any war without being anti-Semitic. These are all the things that
And this is the greater point. And the other point was, you kept it was funny. I'll grant you that. Mm-hmm. But you kept throwing me off by being like, I'm here making a rhetorical statement. And you're relating them to yourself. So I'm like, why aren't you supporting Tulsi? And you're like, well, I'm not. And I'm like, I'm not talking to you. But the point with the Mike Gravel point was, why bring in an old white man leftists for your protest candidate when you have a perfectly good protest candidate in Tulsi Gabbard? For you. This is for you. Like, she's a brown woman. She's anti-war. She's for all this leftist stuff, like healthcare and green blah, 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 whatever the fuck.
Blibbidi, blibbidi.
So she's for you. So why aren't the J left and all these people, why aren't they getting behind her? Remember when Barry Weiss goes on Joe Rogan and like, she said Tulsi Gabbard is like the font of everything I hate. And I was like, oh, really? Allow me to look into this woman. Maybe she's got something good to say. If Barry Weiss hates everything about you, you've got to be, there's got to be something good about you. Right? I mean, you know, Barry Weiss is everything that I find, you know, disagreeable, shall we say.
Yeah.
So they don't want this bro.
Barry Weiss isn't even as like a seductive Jewess. Like, you know that? Like,
yeah, no, she doesn't have.
Like,
doesn't,
there's
I mean,
like, there's no chance you're going to fall for her milkers.
She probably
like,
has
what
milkers.
Done?
She probably has milkers, but just because she's chubby. She's just like a tubby little roly poly Jewess.
Yeah, she just has like, yeah.
She's literally like a roly poly
like
little.
Muffins.
Yeah, she's just like. She looks like a little. She looks like Velma.
Just like huh. She has like honey buns.
Oh, jeez. Now I'm hungry as fuck.
I know. The lunch didn't work.
Why are you talking about honey buns? I'm fucking starving.
Because we talk about milkers.
Talk about Barry Weiss more, then I won't be hungry.
Jelly rolls.
It's not doing it for me because it's connected to the idea of Barry Weiss, so it's not helping. It's not making me hungry.
Yeah, I feel you there.
Anyway, yeah. So, Barry Weiss, jelly rolls, and muffins. It's like, wow, now I want to throw up.
I can't be looking up Jerry Weiss. This is bad.
Jerry Weiss?
Jerry Weiss?
Jerry Weiss.
I guarantee you there's somebody out there named Jerry Weiss that's just as bad as Barry Weiss. Jerry Weiss.
Pencil deck, bulging eyes.
Just tired of looking at Jews on the internet, to be honest.
I know the feeling. It's like, can you people just stop? Just stop. And it's sort of like you wonder, like, you almost wonder, like, you know, for the ruling class, it's like, wouldn't it be easier to just, like, give people what they want? Like, why? What is this, like, censoring the internet?
Why can't they
kicking people off?
Why can't they just be
outsourcing
happy?
Jobs? You'd be rich. You'll still be rich.
Why can't they just be happy with white consumers? Alienated, like, they already have, like, deracinated, assimilated consumer white people out there. Like, why isn't that good enough?
Well, why isn't it just good enough to just have white people and just give them what they want? It's not like, I mean, it's all the politicians business people. You'll still be rich.
Yeah, like, they've got,
like,
you've got, like, people
what is it about this Jew thing?
And alienated and not care about anything except, like, what they can buy and what they can watch and what they can listen to. Like, everybody's got consumptive entertainment. Everybody's doing the bit you want them to do. Why do you have to exchange them for brown people?
And they can't wipe them out.
It's just crazy.
They can't stop. I honestly think Jews cannot help themselves but
because
to destroy
they, because
everything
they know,
they touch.
Because they know the potential there is for us, for the, every white person to become...
I think they
to
also...
To become somebody who doesn't want to fucking hear it anymore from you fucking...
I also think they're fucking
rat-faced kikes.
I think they're fucking...
Ruthless fucking babyish fucking...
I think they're
revenge and malice motivated... pieces of shit with their crappy little desert nation and they keep bulldozing over their local brown people to get them a bigger piece of. They just can't. They're just evil little... And you know that inside every white person, I'm in there with my stupid songs and my hilarious lyrics.
It's always the chance. But
dashing
the other thing
good
is,
looks.
These people, think about how they operate in any circumstance. In any circumstance, the Jew must control it, right? Mm-hmm. And even if they're not like, even if it's not like something subversive, like even if it's just like a corporation or something, right? Even if it's just like any, even if it's like, oh, here's a good example, an atheist group.
Ah.
So Alex and I used to go into atheist groups, and we would just start attacking the religion of Judaism, because you're supposed to go in there and attack religion, right?
Yeah,
and you say, like, oh, yeah. Christianity, this. So you're going to be like, yo, Judaism really fucked up. What's with this baby dick sucking? What's with this circumcision? What's all this stuff? This guy bans us. Of course, then I ask him, before he gives like a warning, we're going to get banned if we keep doing it. I'm like, well, isn't this an atheist group? Aren't we supposed to attack religion? And he's like, right, but you guys are bordering on whatever. And I was like, are you Jewish? Like, ethnically? And he's like, no. And then we were banned. But he was. And it was like Seth Goldman or something. So he was. And he thought that he could, like, tell me that he, Seth Goldman, was not Jewish, and I wouldn't, like, just laugh in his face. But
What? Goldman's not Jewish?
No, it was, like, some name. I don't remember the name, but it was something super Jewish like that. And I remember, I'm like, you're just doing that because you're Jewish.
There'll be an hour 3 video on the site today. All right, we're back. I think we're back with Shane.
Now there's something to make anybody smile. Yeah. Look at that little guy. Look at that little guy. With his little fedora.
Yeah,
look at that.
He's in the atheist group trolling.
He's talking about atheism, and this kid's like, "What? Let me in on this combo. I got my fedora and everything. I'm ready." But I was talking about these atheist groups and how, even in the context of just something trivial and non-important like an atheist group, you'll always find a Jew at the top of it, and that Jew will fight for that position and will do, like, struggle session, power struggles, mm-hmm. betrayals, backstabbings, secret. Like, they'll do all their subversive shit, even just to get to the top of an atheist group. They'll split it. They'll create factions. You know what I mean? Like, instead of the group just being like, hey, this is a fun group where we talk about atheism, like, a Jew gets in there, and it turns into this thing, and they have to control all of it. And then they get to the top, and then they like start banning and enforcing like arbitrary weird rules and stuff. And they do that with everything. And they can't not do that. Even on a level where it's like it's trivial. It doesn't matter. An atheist group doesn't matter. But the Jew still does that in that context. That was the point I was saying. They cannot help but be destructive everywhere. And they made atheism, they made these groups toxic.
Right.
That was the other thing. These atheist groups were toxic because of them. There could be an atheist group that's non-toxic, where they just
talk
about
whatever.
Well,
the point of atheism was to destroy Christianity, right?
A non-toxic atheist
group. Yeah. I mean,
non-toxic
atheist. I mean, a lot of people, well, you're a non-toxic atheist, don't you? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I hear he's pretty toxic.
Yeah, I suppose. But it did seem to me like the group was more toxic than it needed to be, the atheist group. And those groups were really bad. Those groups were like, particularly those atheism plus type groups.
Mm-hmm.
They were really bad.
Oh, man,
bad.
That was fun, though. Remember the time we got to an atheism plus group?
Well, that's what I was just talking about. Oh, God. I was just talking about. And we were attacking Judaism in there. And they didn't like that.
Yeah.
And the Jew guy at the top. And I'm like, well, why can't we talk about Judaism? Judaism is the most fucked up religion of all. It's literally the most fucked up religion. And also, you should tell people, like, if you know any atheists, you should tell them, like, you know all this stuff you hate about religion? It's really just stuff you don't like about Judaism.
Yeah, it's literally
the, like, that's where all that, that's the font. That's the,
it's
the
literally
the Jewish stuff.
The origin of all that stuff. All that stuff you don't like.
I just mentioned this the other day, like all the weird shit that like leftists throw in a Christian conservative's face about, you know, things that are supposedly contradictory to what they believe politically in the modern world. It's always some weird Jewish fairy tale from the Old Testament where something fucked up happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And Jews themselves will jump in on this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, look at these backward Christians. Look at this dumb shit they believe. It's like, wait a second. Where are they getting that from?
Yeah.
Oh, they're getting that from your shit.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Christians have all the good stuff.
People that are longtime listeners will have heard these stories. Stories before, but I guess we wanted to go back to
clown. You want to go back to
I do.
Chairman Nadler?
You have timestamps? You have the timestamps?
I don't have timestamps for what you were talking about. I just zoomed into where this is where nappy-headed kike face starts talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's go for it. She's very bad. I actually really find her upsetting.
Yeah, that's why I want to watch it.
Let us watch.
See how loud it is.
What happens.
Please note that each of your written statements will be entered into the record. Accordingly, I ask that you summarize your testimony in 5 minutes.
Oh, go on.
To help you stay within that time, there's a timing light on your table. When the light switches from green to yellow, you will have 1 minute to conclude your testimony. When the light turns red, it signals the 5 minutes have expired. Ms. Hershinov, you may begin.
I like how it's like they pretend like they're just not on the same team. That's another thing that's annoying. So here you have Jerry Nadler chairing this, and he calls on this broad, this fucking insane
Hershinov.
I mean, look at this woman. But he calls on her as if these two are not like just in cahoots.
You just look at that face. There's nothing about the makeup of this person that you can trust.
Why would you ever?
How is it just?
What is this person? How could you ever want anything to do with this?
Are those the revolutionary glasses?
Is that what they call those? I don't even know what it is.
Would you let this person watch your children?
Trying to categorize this is not. It's here we have a social climber in darkroom specs. But I'm wondering, like, what about this person? Would any normal person want anything to do with? Would even if you don't think that she's like malevolent, you're like, duh, that's a crazy woman. We don't listen.
That's
to her.
A monster. That's a beast. That's a.
She's like an insane person that we just ignore because she's kind of upsets people. So
this is the physical manifestation of some kind of.
Wow, you're going full
demon.
Esoteric here.
I'm going full. Like this is a lizard person with the skin on. That's why the nose looks so funny.
It looks more like that. Looks more like a lizard person with skin on. But anyway, let's see what it has to say. Oh my God!
Let's hear how it.
Miss Eileen Oishinov.
Let's hear how it communicates.
Members of the committee, good morning. I'm Eileen Hershinov, Senior Vice President for Policy at ADL, the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh.
Please let me first say thank you for your leadership in recognizing the importance of addressing the increase in hate crimes and resurgence of white supremacy.
I mean, so we have a Jew congressman.
Why does this K thing ever work? You're supposed to press K. KKK.
Because the window wasn't in focus. You had to click to get it in focus. So we have a Jew congressman calling a meeting on hate and calling forward Jew groups. So it's like it really annoys me that there's a lot of people that are going to watch this. See Jerry Nadler up there calling on Eileen Hershinov, not seeing that this is just like the huge conflict of interest here, like the fact that these two are just on the same team.
Well, it's just the doing the bit. I'm just offended by the dramatic rise in hate crimes that are all hoaxes.
It's all fake.
By an Israeli kid.
It's literally the dramatic rise in hate crimes would not exist without this Jewish kid.
Remember Trump like sent resources over there to help apprehend this kid? It's like, whoa. Like, this is one of the things we thought, like, oh, he's really woke. He's going to do it. Like, he didn't.
Here's something
like,
really frustrating.
Why?
Wow. Everything about these people is a lie. Everything they say is a lie. Everything they do is a lie. They might themselves believe these lies. I don't know what it is, but they're affecting policy and the real world. Their bullshit lie about anti-Semitism rising can be easily exposed by saying this percentage, this 17% rise in anti-Semitic incidents is 100% the result of this one supposedly Israeli team. All right, now you can believe that if you want, whatever.
It's possibly one Israeli team.
I think it's more like a team than a teen. Yeah, exactly. But like, okay, whatever it was Jews that did it. And everyone knows that.
Yes.
Yet the statistic doesn't change.
No.
And based on this statistic, we get how much more funding going to these Jewish groups. If you're looking at, let's say you're like a libertarian, you want to look at this purely economic incentives.
Oh, God.
What's the economic incentive for the Jews here? It's to do more hoaxes. Mm. I mean, look at the big hoax they did. Look how much money they got from that. Mm. They're continually getting, they're sucking nations dry because of that other hoax that they did. So.
Is it the Holocaust?
How much does it get under your fucking skin? How much does it piss you off that these people can do this consistently, that they sit there and they fucking lie and they just make shit up and they just extract all this shit from other people because they had they've got Jews in the fucking Congress and then they have these fucking butt boys that are like riding their asses to give them everything they want.
And people don't even believe what it's saying. That's the worst part.
I don't even know that they do. The whole thing is a fucking charade.
Just a flex. But like, people are scared.
Yeah, it's like, I find it, the whole thing, the total huge package of lies of the whole thing is actually really starting to get to me. And the idea that, like, through their brazen and blatant lying, these people are looking at face. These fucking strange demon people are issuing just pure lies.
She has a little Skeksis.
And they are just literal sucking our country. They're just sucking resources out of our country for just total,
like, the
blatant, like, bogus,
the, like, sucking the blood from a baby's wiener.
But really, though, but think about what I'm saying. It's so fucking rustling.
I pressed K and it didn't start.
That's because your window's not in focus.
Second,
it'll work now.
I'd like to thank my fellow panelists for their perspectives today, especially Dr. Abu Salha.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm so fucking sure.
Of your daughter's murder. Such horrific crime.
I didn't salivate over the death of your Arab daughter at all.
I want to know what happened to this guy's fucking daughter.
I don't even remember hearing about this murder.
I don't think it's real.
Well, it's not. They say there was no, it wasn't, it's all tacked on after the fact that he's calling it a hate crime.
Nobody Let me see.
No, the system
Where are you seeing
going.
It?
I've just seen that in passing. I didn't really look into it.
All right, well, keep playing.
Affect entire communities, but I know they affect the families most of all, and I am so sorry for your loss.
Shut the fuck up. No, you're not.
Since our founding in...
If those Arab children were in the wrong spot, you would have bulldozed them yourself.
Yeah, you would have been perfectly happy to see Arab children die if they were in a different area.
1913, ADL's mission has been to stop the defamation of the Jewish people and to secure justice and fair treatment.
Leo Frank's a murderer.
For all. ADL is one of the foremost non-governmental authorities on domestic terrorism, extremism,
hate groups.
You know
what sucks?
Why should we listen to a non-governmental.
Why should we listen to a non-governmental anti-terror, anti-hate group that is spawned in trying to undo a lawful conviction of a murdering child molester factory owner?
I'm trying to look
Where does this thing get its credibility from? It was spawned around undoing the lawful conviction and settled for commuting the death sentence of a lawfully convicted murderer and possible child molester. Thankfully, it happened during a time when people could still take matters into their own hands when great injustice like this was done. I guess that's what.
Okay, so I'm looking at this now. We got
Chapel Hill shooting.
February 10th, 2015, murders 21-year-old Yusor Muhammad Abu Salah, 23-year-old husband, Day Shadi Barakat, and 19-year-old sister Rezan Muhammad Abu Salah.
There's nothing more appalling and shocking to a Muslim than, like, civilians being killed and, you know.
I couldn't find this because whenever I Googled it, nothing but suicide bombers popped up.
Yeah, no, it took me a while. You know, the other thing is his name is spelled weird. It's Salha. So
suicide bombers and people.
So they keep Google keeps
people that marry 9-year-olds.
Google keeps wanting to correct it to Salah, not Salha. So you got to make sure it's the right way, and then you can get it. But it's weird. Anyway, it shocked the North Chapel Hill, North Carolina community, where they were shot in their home. The U.S. Department of Justice investigated the deaths as a hate crime, but the suspect, Craig Hicks, was ultimately charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. He has not yet stood trial. Now, I believe Craig Hicks is white. Let's see. I can't find a picture of him, so it could be that he's black. I doubt it, though, because they wouldn't be. Okay, so here are the three people shot. The fact that I can't find a picture of this guy is raising a few hackles.
That's interesting.
Accused killer of Muslim students won't face death penalty.
Allah Akbar.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you must turn off your ad blocker and able to.
In order to see who this guy is, okay, it looks like.
How about you need to turn off your ads if you want me to look at your shitty web?
Yeah, how about, like, I don't, okay. Jesus, how about the web, the internet fucking work?
You know what I'm not doing to him, audience? I'm not bancing him for his inability to use Google. When, like, all these terrible things happen to you on a web browser?
It's not terrible.
Wait a minute. Hicks posted on a Facebook page, and his profile read, Atheists for Equality. What?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, their neighbor, Craig Stephen Hicks, accused of killing three people in a single attack, turned himself into Chapel Hill police later that day and was arrested. So the preliminary investigation in case the crime was motivated by an ongoing neighbor dispute over parking. Hicks is cooperating with investigators. Hicks was charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder.
What if he didn't do it? And that's the other thing, too. Like, he, forget what
he,
hate crime.
He admitted to it.
Oh, he admitted to it?
Went to the police and said, I did this. Yeah.
I thought he turned himself in so they wouldn't like break his door down and kill his dogs, maybe.
Well, no, I think he admitted to it. He fucking went nuts and shot these people and then called the police saying, I killed these people. Wow. Yeah.
I guess the ideological context is he's strongly identified as an atheist, so you can't really spin that as being like a white supremacist thing.
Oh, he just hates Muslims because of their beliefs, I guess. I don't know. He hates Muslims because they're special. So, we think they're special people in this country. So if you do bad things to them,
so the mayor of Chapel Hill says, Chapel Hill Police Department using all available resources to determine whether hate was a motivating factor. All we know for certain this time is it was a senseless, tragic act surrounding a longstanding dispute. We do not know whether anti-Muslim bias played a role in this crime, but I do recognize the fear that members of our community may feel.
So if I sit here and I'm like, this fucking Haji keeps stealing my parking spot, now it's a hate crime?
Mm-hmm.
How about it's just like it's a good cheap shot to throw in when you're mad at somebody? It's like this fucking whatever is stealing my, like, why?
Maybe they just kept stealing his parking
what
spot.
What does this have to do with white nationalism or white supremacy?
It doesn't have anything to do with it.
It just pads the stats, dude.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's a white guy.
They
killed these three, and it was over something else.
I can't believe he killed three kids over a parking spot. Wow.
That's a myth much. I will say that's excessive.
It's fucked up and all, but white nationalism, white supremacy, that has
no, there's no evidence.
No,
that's the thing. The other thing is, they wanted it bad, even then. Of course they wanted, in 2015, they wanted it bad. They wanted this so badly to be a white person killing Muslims for being Muslims. And now...
You know what kept those Muslims safe?
That might not have... hurt. I mean, that might not have. It probably didn't help the dispute, the cultural difference there.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
But it sounds like Hicks, this guy was already pretty unhinged.
You know what it is?
He had done this before, not shot people, but he'd done like fucking, like all fighting constantly with all of his neighbors. Mm-hmm. He was one of those. You know what I mean?
Fun.
And it ended this way. But to this day, they are not charging with hate crimes. Even the people that racked up like 30 hate crimes for James Fields. Are not charging this guy with hate crimes. Even the feds aren't charging him with it. And they couldn't find out. And they even were saying, like, look, Muslims, we know, like, you're worried is hate crimes, but, like, we're not seeing it. But we understand your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this sounds like some bullshit.
It's a good argument against diversity.
So this guy, so, like, maybe if
the three kids stealing his parking spots were white, like, he wouldn't have shot them. I mean, it's possible.
It's
like,
entirely
like,
possible.
Having an ethnic...
Yeah,
difference like that like changes. It does change the dynamic. I guess that's could be like at the root of
why
we
said it didn't help.
This is why people think that like hate crime legislation is like justified because of that phenomenon. You know,
right? But so often white people are the victims of such crimes. The man bites dog.
That doesn't count.
This is the man bites dog of inter-ethnic crime.
Right.
Right. And so that's why we're having congressional hearings.
Right.
If Muslims killed whites like this, you wouldn't even fucking hear about it. You think the mayor, you think if a Muslim killed, I mean, look, first of all, Muslims do kill whites in things other than terrorist incidents.
But we have to.
But if it's like, if a Muslim killed a white person over a parking dispute, you think that the mayor of the town would make announcements?
No.
Saying, we know that, like, saying, like, look, we're not sure this is terrorism related, but we understand the fear the community has after, you know, 9/11, shit blown up in Europe, shit blown up in America.
If he makes an announcement, it's going to be, now's not the time to have a backlash against
our
Muslim
neighbors. We don't need
a
backlash against the Muslim community for this. Yeah, exactly. So, long story short, Craig Hicks, the killer here, I don't agree with what he did. It's actually fucking nuts to kill
it's
people
pretty nuts
over
parking.
That's crazy.
I know I felt the urge to kill people over parking.
Well,
but you don't have you're not supposed to act on that urge.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're supposed to not you're supposed do
be able
that.
To control
you don't
yourself.
Do that. But like... Craig Hicks wasn't a white nationalist, and as we said, if there's any political tendencies he showed, it was atheist for equality.
Yeah.
Which is definitely something that Muhammad Abu Salah does not believe in.
Mm. No, not at all.
Right.
He's infidels for equality.
Yeah. Now, there's a funny bit where Abu Salah says something like, he's like, my children were as Muslim as apple pie. I mean, as American as apple pie.
How Muslim is apple pie?
It's not,
that's what I
but it's
know.
Fucking funny.
Are they allowed to eat that?
It's like nice little, it's probably halal or haram. Or
halal bum.
It's there. No, halal is good, haram is bad.
Harambe.
But,
apple pie is haram.
How funny is that of a Freudian slip? Oh, my children were American, they were as Muslim as apple pie. I mean, American as apple pie.
Why is he Russian?
I can't, because I can't really do the bit. Anyway, let's keep going here.
Oh, with this.
Keep going with Harry Potter. Evil Harry Potter.
For many decades, we have been tracking white supremacists and other extremists.
And lying about
them. We have been developing strategies to address these threats.
We've been developing subversive narratives to try and destroy.
In 1985, we issued a report on how white supremacists communicated on dial-up computer bulletin boards. And we have been working...
She said 1985?
Ever since 1985, we've been on this whole thing of people talking to each other where we don't know what they're saying.
They've been trying to censor the internet since 1985?
Yep. Going all the way back.
I didn't even know we had internet in 1985. Oh, that's like the Whopper. It's like in that War Games movie, like that when he had that modem.
That's
and stuff.
Like very old school stuff. That's like you
the
really
Jews were
had
monitoring
to,
that?
Oh, well, they knew it was going on. They didn't like it.
Wow.
Dude, why do you think they're so mad about video games? Because when you do video games and you get into like one of those chat servers for when you're playing the games, those conversations run hours. And you've got, oftentimes you have 3, 4, 5 white kids just bullshitting with each other for hours. There's no Jew supervision over that
screaming
conversation.
Screaming the gamer word.
Yeah. No, well, there I is mean, that. They ultimately will end up doing that. They don't necessarily start out doing that, but they ultimately will.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jews are like, wait, we have a bunch of white kids.
Yeah, so
like doing a non-Jew supervised activity.
Yeah, gain the knowledge, you gain the sense that you're like your white cohorts aren't the kind of faggots that are offended by the word nigger. Like everybody's just
anything can come out. Anything can happen. Once you get that you are with friends.
Yeah, once you realize that none of them are gay, then you're all set.
And if there's one kid who's like iffy on it, he'll just jump on board because all his buddies are doing it. So
or he might be gone,
or he'll go away. But I mean, but the thing is that they know.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening, and they don't like it. They don't like any.
Of course not.
See what they're saying.
They don't like us, Mike. They don't like what we.
Since 1985, there's been a problem of white people having conversations without Jew supervision, and we've been on top of that trying to stop that.
We fixed that by putting.
And we need the government's help.
Now we have listening devices in all of your pockets, so you can't get away with it.
Which you have yourself purchased, by the way. And
your Alexa house.
Even if worse is the Alexa shit, there's no fucking excuse. Imagine being that dumb to have bought that shit. Like, no. Nobody should ever. If you have one, throw it away just now. Just fucking.
I kind of want to buy one, and just like get a piece of.
I'll never come over if you have.
I mean, I want to get one and like. I just want to like put it like out in the shed, and like just have some kind of device that like plays something offensive like on a constant loop, so that somebody has to listen.
Where's
to...
Where's that button?
Like, just play this show. Like, just play the entire catalog into the Alexa thing, so that the
Amazon employees have to hear it.
Yeah,
good idea. Well, you know, the other thing that they're saying is this issue. Have you seen this? Where the Facebook people that are there censoring the content are starting to like doubt the Holocaust.
Yeah, they get such.
Have you seen this?
Out. Yeah,
that's pretty funny. Yeah. It's like some of the moderators are actually...
This is being told as a sad story that, like, Facebook is making these poor people, like, monitor all this content and look what it's doing to them, and Facebook doesn't care.
I think it's really funny that there's like, people that were, like, Facebook censors, and they're, like, they're saying to each other in private, like, you know, I'm starting to... The Holocaust...
I don't know, maybe these guys got
afford. Do you think the Holocaust happened?
What's this 1350
I mean,
stuff?
I'm not... I'm kind of, like,
they're kind of right. Like, it's 1350. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, like, well, just... I mean, obviously.
Well, imagine being that guy.
I mean, it's you know, how many times do
stuff?
Yeah.
And then you go to debunk it, and you're like,
well,
statistic.
Well, the thing is, their job is not to debunk. Their job is merely to erase. If you're a Facebook censorship guy, you're not debunking anything. No. You're not arguing with. You're just told people say X, and you have to delete it.
It's the
so
oldest.
It's like they have to know what to look for to delete it, and they see it, and they're like, wait. Why is no one arguing against it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
It's the oldest Jew strategy they have.
Shut it down.
The very first drop we ever had on the show.
It's the root of all strategies. Mm-hmm. Shut it down.
But going
and that is what this is all about.
Shut it down. Change tactics.
It's like, please, government, shut this down.
Mm-hmm. To combat the spread of hate and extremism online ever since, including partnering with the tech industry. You have my full testimony. But allow me to highlight a few points for you.
Oh, please, highlight.
White
please.
Supremacists in the United States have experienced a resurgence in the past 3 years.
You're welcome.
Driven in large part by the rise of the alt-right. There is also a clear corollary, as our research shows, to the rise in polarizing and hateful rhetoric on the part of candidates and elected leaders.
See, this is where you see them clearly targeting a Democrat strategy for 2020, which is to say, like, Republicans are all Nazis.
I wish
more hysterical.
Why can't the Republicans be all Nazis?
Well, that's actually a question here. A very good question is, why don't Republican representatives just do what their people want?
Because of the Jew money and the Jazz Hands was talking about this, the Republican Senate committee. It's just they make sure the only the most kosher candidates primary.
You know, I know there's a lot of things, but it's like, but you also there's this is like, not just, I'm not it's not sort of like, this is more of a thing that we should all think about.
Yeah,
because it's like yes, there's all of these Jew hurdles, but the there's this possibility of just doing what people want. Like, look, here's the other. It's the other. This is the other crazy thing about the Jews. It's like, why are they doing this? Like, you have America in the palm of your hand, and you're destroying the thing that you control absolutely with more of this.
The question is why? The question is why are the Chuck Grassleys of the world and these senators that have been safely in their seats for 40 years? Why do they go along?
Chuck Grassley, who in 1984 votes against Martin Luther King Day becoming a national holiday,
it's like there's no reason to be doing this.
Now is like undermining immigration restrictions.
Yeah.
Why would you? Why not just be that based white senator that represents your white state? 1984, Iowa. You didn't even see a fucking colored face anywhere in sight.
It's like presiding over a white America. Like, would that not like be enough?
Would that not
would
be?
Would that not be enough?
That
spoils
not be
in that
good?
For you?
Yeah, you would still be rich. Well,
you'd
what I'm
still
saying.
Be rich.
You would
still
be. Rich.
You would enjoy real legitimate prestige, like the admiration of people that you've actually served.
And you'd actually serve
instead
and help
this,
people
instead of like living up to this meme that we've basically it's a Gen X meme that's been going on for decades where like nobody trusts the government, nobody trusts politicians, they all lie, they're all corrupt, they all do this, they all that. Yeah. I mean, we watch all of you go into office with nothing and come out millionaires. Why not like do that
while also giving people what they want?
Yeah.
I don't care if you wet your beak a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to get their beak wet, but like why don't you just do what the people
it's
want?
Like, why do you have to
nobody
have
would
to,
give a shit if you
why
were
do you have to embody the pure cynicism? That has been beaten into
so
the people's
crazy.
Head.
It's like, and you would think that by accident, these people would get one thing right to help the people, but they get nothing right. Everything they do fucks us over.
I mean, there's so much.
It's
immigration
like,
has so
it's
much
crazy.
Bad press. Multiculturalism has so much bad press. Muslims, Somali refugees, all this stuff. It's nothing but bad press out there. You could make so much hay and just be like, we're not going to do this
and
anymore. But instead, the one guy that does it ends up being a total fucking sham.
Yeah,
and it's and he has to pivot back because he got too far off script. Now he has to pretend that Stephen Miller is going to make a change to all this. Like, oh, now in 2019,
we're, and the
we're
only
gonna get
thing
this on
that,
track.
And that the only thing he accomplishes anything for is Jews.
Yeah,
and then we get literally
nothing.
Not even like by accident do we get something. Like everything.
I don't
is
even
worse.
Have shitty free healthcare yet.
Like. You'd think even if Trump just actually didn't know what he was doing, there would be something by accident that would help people. Just by accident, just playing the numbers. One thing must at least actually kind of help people. But nothing. And it's so crazy. And it's like, and now in order to protect this system in which they lie and lie and lie and betray and undermine and don't do what the people want and continue to screw the people over while telling them they're going to do what they want. Instead of actually just being like, you know what, here's the things that you really want, they're going to ban millions of people from the internet so they can't complain about it. Like, why not just be honest? Like, why not just be honest? It's amazing. It's unfucking believable.
Come out and say Kobach is a non-starter. As
do you
DHS
think this
secretary.
Fucking woman has more authority to say what America should be than your own white voters?
This woman's not American.
It's not fucking human.
It's an alien lizard thing from planet Yid.
I don't even want to insult lizards. Some of them are cute.
Not this one.
Little I love funny, geckos. Little geckos funny, are really cute.
Alex loves little skinks. You don't even rescue those little
geckos,
guys.
Crested geckos, man. Crested geckos are the shit.
Skinks.
Everybody
these
should
little,
buy
little fucking
geckos.
Slithery guys. I don't like them. I don't like reptiles.
More of a skink.
But yeah.
I mean, she actually looks kind of skinkish in the face. She's got the sharp features of a skink.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is she going to say?
I mean, bad optics.
Really dangerous problem. White supremacists have been responsible for more than half, 54% of all domestic extremist-related murders in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That's and in a the bullshit last year, concocted stat. We could go into that. We've dissected
we've
that
done
before.
That several times.
Has risen to 78% of all extremist-related murders. That
sure
is, white
stop pissing us off. No, I'm just kidding.
Like,
that was a joke.
I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine like how fucking contrived that statistic is.
To Candace Owens' credit, she does counter signal that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, she says using faith statistics to dream up hysteria, which is true.
Good for her.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
We're responsible for more than three quarters.
Did you like how I was passionate and I was involved for a minute there?
Thank you. Thank you for that.
It was good.
Of all domestic extremist murders in 2018. So there is a crucial...
Isn't there also the thing, like, they don't categorize anybody but whites as extremists? Like, is there any other thing they... I mean, I guess they do a little bit of Islam when they haven't... When they're, like, backed up against the wall.
Yeah. Like, remember, when like, there's, like, no one getting like,
out of
it.
Do you remember the San Bernardino office shootings? Like...
That was Obama, workplace violence.
Obama came out, wasn't sure of the motive for it, and it was work motive. And it was workplace violence. So it's, like,
workplace
basically...
Violence,
yeah. If they can get away with calling Muslim extremism workplace violence, they will. So it's kind of like...
That was, like, straight up Muslims ruined Christmas.
We don't like Christmas. At one point during this proceeding, a black woman runs with the idea that it is impossible to truly have black extremist violence. Like that a priori, there is no such thing as...
Right. Do we have like a timestamp on that?
Do you have a timestamp on that?
But I don't. I mean, it was...
Damn. Come on, Alex. Right. That's like your bread and butter right there.
Focusing on white nationalism. Not because other types of extremism aren't dangerous, but because we as a society, our laws... and our elected leaders have not focused sufficiently on the rising threat of white supremacy.
That's all I ever hear about. You sure you're not focused on it?
Well, it's because they run the press. They want more government action. They think that the government... The whole theme here is two things.
Give them the tools.
The two things are, one, this is literally Democratic campaign strategies to get Democrats elected by accusing Republicans of being white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
Making white supremacists out to be the big terrorist threat. Gaslighting people on that and then saying Republicans are sympathetic to these people, so it's a Democrat thing. But there's also on top, there's the Jew strategy, generally speaking, of we need the government to give us tools or give themselves tools to circumvent like the First and Second Amendments and destroy the goyim, help us to destroy the goyim.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The other driving force for the resurgence of white supremacy is the role of social media.
It's basically what we're doing all the time.
Enabling this hate to spread.
Is the driving force of white supremacy like all the anti-white, disgusting, horrible acts of like...
It's you.
Organizations like you exist, as I said before.
Yeah, it's you.
Built on the attempt to fucking overturn the conviction of a lawfully convicted murderer and child molester, Leo Frank.
Yes.
You have power and influence. That's the driving force of white supremacy. It's a reaction and a backlash to the injustice done to whites. The oppression.
Remember her thing about like, the refugees, the refugees. Civil rights, the women, and Jews are orchestrating all of it. This is what they say. I'm like, well,
what do you think's driving white supremacy?
Eileen, what are you doing over there?
Yeah.
What is it that you do?
What do you do? Nothing. We just sit around here.
We're just advocating against the...
People keep calling us names and accusing us of doing these things. We never deny the accusation, but we talk about how terrible it is to accuse us of it.
Yeah, but then when we are talking to a different audience that likes this sort of thing, then yes, we're responsible for it. So,
just this morning, ADL issued a new report.
Oh, wow. That sounds like an important thing to pay attention to.
I bet it's really credible.
Carrying out hateful murders in Pittsburgh and New Zealand, the alleged white supremacist gunmen frequented fringe social networking sites like Gab and 8chan.
we should ban those.
Is 8chan a social networking site?
Even Jews are making fun of her for that one.
Good.
Chambers for the most virulent anti-Semitism and racism as active recruiting grounds for potential terrorists.
Okay, sure thing, pal.
These platforms are like round-the-clock digital white supremacist rallies.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Oh, my God!
Sounds like we're having one inside her head right now.
Round-the-clock digital white supremacist rallies.
I mean... There's got to be a meme in there somewhere, right? Like, all right. Okay.
Online communities that amplify their vitriolic fantasies.
Oh, because you never amplify your own vitriolic fantasies.
Yeah, you don't have like entire like religious texts dedicated to that.
Right. People have been amplifying vitriolic fantasies for 3,000 years. Like, it's like your fucking organization amplifies vitriolic
fantasy. My vitriolic fantasy. A white picket fence in a white neighborhood and kids with a future. That's my vitriolic. That's my horrible fantasy.
No, her whole organization is dedicated to amplifying vitriolic fantasy.
My vitriolic...
The idea of... Dude, 4 years ago, the idea of anti-Semitic attacks was a joke, and the only people doing them were Jews.
My vitriolic fantasy is to not like be sued for some joke that I made on the show or something. That's my vitriolic fantasy.
My vitriolic fantasy is you leave us the fuck alone, bitch.
Yes.
Just leave us alone. That's all you have to, all you have to do is leave us alone.
My vitriolic fantasy is to type the gamer word into Facebook and not have a 30-day ban.
I don't even care about that. I just want this bitch to leave me alone.
I just want the freedom to do so.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
I like to be able on Facebook to call a faggot a faggot. I don't even mean that literally. I just mean to call anybody. So you know what the problem with this discussion is you're kind of a fag. I want to be able to say that on Facebook for somebody when somebody deserves it.
You definitely need to be the inability to call someone is that's even more important to me than gamer word. I want to be like, you know what? Shut up, faggot.
Shut up, faggot. That's like a really important thing.
It's the most important.
That's the most vitriolic fantasy I have, actually. Because that kind of is a little vitriolic.
Well, it's just like when
You know what my vitriolic fantasy is?
Okay, please.
Not have like Arabic vitriol throwers in our country. You know what vitriol is, right?
Bombs?
It's like that's basically an acid attack.
Oh.
A vitriolus is like a French word or something. Tossing acid in
someone's
you're right.
Vitriolic. Yeah, that is.
That's a vitriolic fantasy. You know. Like not having other vitriolic fantasies.
Africans do that shit too.
Yeah.
Africans are into the acid. It's like in Haiti. Boy, the acid attacks.
I like that stuff.
They're hot and heavy.
Not that kind of acid.
They're leaving fifth degree burns.
Fifth degree burns.
Yeah. Really bad.
So, what other vitriolic fantasies do we have? I like this game.
I just want this bitch, like, I want her vitriolic fantasies to not be polluting public discourse.
Yeah.
That's one of mine. I would like to have a country where we can just talk straight about things with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine what that would be like. Imagine what it would be like if we had a country where people just spoke straight to each other. Where people didn't have to feel like, oh, is somebody going to hear me actually telling my thoughts? No, well, God, I have to be quiet. Like,
I think Alex has a vitriolic fantasy about Tulsi Gabbard.
That's exactly what I was sitting here.
That's fine.
Like, I would rather talk about Gabbard fantasy.
Because there's something in her face, not quite acid, but something.
Right. Some fluid. But I think that, wouldn't it be nice to just have a country where we just talk like normal people about things? And we're not having to jump through Jewish hoops to talk about things.
Talk about how
where every
notice how like all political conversations now consist of you have to do the catechism about how to denounce white supremacy.
Yep.
Then you got to talk about how many Jewish friends you have, how many black friends you have. You got to get your friend who's a black person to speak for you because you can't actually speak anyway.
I don't denounce white supremacy. I don't have any colored friends.
I would like to have a country where we can just fucking talk like normal people. We can talk like normal people privately, but I'm saying like the public discussion, the public discourse, we could just talk. Like if you went into the Agora or the Roman Forum back in the day, you could say what you thought. You could. Mm-hmm. People want to say, oh, these were autocratic. They were. They were authoritarian governments. But you could go into the fucking middle of town and say whatever the fuck you wanted to. And nobody, you wouldn't lose your job, you wouldn't get killed, you know? I mean, there were sometimes problems, but generally speaking, that wouldn't have been a problem for you. Free speech means political context. It doesn't mean you get to tell everybody about how you're chopping your dick off, and now that's great. There's a time when that shit would have been censored for obscenity, which I'm fucking fine with that. Free speech is inherently political in nature in terms of, but they've effectively made all kinds of obscenity and disgusting pornography through the lens of free speech, made that legal, made that impossible to regulate, while at the same time, through other ways, through private ways, through talk about hate speech, regulating political speech. So, what, you know, everything is turned inside out, turned on its head, upside down, and the whole, it's really mind-blowing when you think the level to which these people are controlling how we even talk to each other. We can't just fucking sit down and talk straight. What is the problems in middle America? Immigrants, loss of jobs, opiates, deindustrialization, these are the problems. Why can't we fix these problems? It would be easy to fix. We know the policies, we know. We talked about them on our show for years. It'd be very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just do it? Because of people like her. She won't let you do it.
We got to talk about white supremacy for 4 hours instead.
Yeah.
A non-existent specter of something.
I think the solutions to all those problems are... They count as white supremacy, don't they?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the other thing. When you start to solve those problems, when the policies are off the table because they are extremist, they are white supremacist, the things you would need to do sorry, we can't do that. That doesn't look good.
You can't even talk about that.
Chris Kobach.
If you campaign on that, you're like, you're just out.
We saw what happened with Donald Trump. He was wildly popular. They couldn't suppress it, and so they subverted him another way. Yeah. Now it's like the discussion of Chris Kobach being DHS secretary. What happens? Who's the first people to come out and counter-signal?
The Republicans.
The Republican Party. Oh, he's
it's a
extreme.
Non-starter.
His rhetoric is too extreme. He's too hardcore. We can't. We don't need him. He can't pass confirmation. Really, there's 53 Republicans. Why can't he pass? Why can't a hardcore conservative anti-immigration patriot pass as DHS secretary in a 53-47 Republican Senate? Why is that?
Let's just make him acting secretary for the rest of
well,
his
that's,
fucking
that's,
career.
Well, that was Jasmine's idea. Just don't fucking ask him to be confirmed. Just make him acting.
Be great.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Point him.
But
bizarre.
I mean, look, at this point, I don't have any confidence he'll ever be secretary.
No,
I mean,
it's not going to make a difference. Like, I keep slipping back a little bit into that, like,
I don't.
Into that mental space. Like, every once in a while I do. Like,
he's not going to be.
I keep forgetting. Like, none of this is going to work.
He's not going to be hired. They already said it. The Republican Senate already said, we're not going to confirm. So he's not going to be hired. Anyway.
To craft policy responses to these complex challenges, we believe they must include revitalizing the federal government's attention to domestic terrorism, and in particular,
domestic terrorism
violence
is not
incentivizing
something...
state and.
Oh, did you know that domestic terrorism is not something that's recognized legally by the government?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, so it's a word that's thrown about, but they don't. You know how they have a list of terror organizations and such.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have one domestically. Because it's a violation of the First Amendment. Mm. And this is something that the Jews have been railing about for a while.
Yeah.
So the term domestic terrorism is bandied about, but there's no legal just like there's no legal definition of hate speech, and it's bandied about. Same thing with domestic terrorism. There is no domestic terrorism. Mm. Like, they can't designate a group as domestic terrorists because that would create a serious constitutional problem. Mm. And there for a long time, there was still enough people that believed in that in the government.
Not even the Weather Underground, right?
Right. No, not even them. Even though they were literally bombing.
Literally bombing.
Right.
How many
now,
times
now,
a day?
The
How
question
many bombs
is,
off a day in the
70s? Now, the question is, like, does the FBI, who are the ones that are responsible for this, are they, you know, I think they might have, like, an extremist groups or something like that. And red flags. Like, and unofficially, they'll be like, oh, if this guy's part of this, then he's probably connected to this or that, whatever. Fine. But there's no official list of designated groups that, like, you're not allowed to join because they're domestic terrorists.
Designated extremist streets.
Right. And so you can't, like, you can't, they can't do, like, you can already see the problem it creates for the government to do that. Like, they can't do that. The Jews don't like that. They've been wanting the government to do that for a very long time, and it's a battle that the ADL keeps fighting. And then what they've done now, instead of, like, actually trying to get it through because they can't, they just make they make the whole public believe that it's real through propaganda, like hate speech. Like, they've made people think hate speech is a thing, and they think made people think domestic terrorism a thing. Neither of them are a thing in the sense that there's any legality to these terms.
Mm. Local law enforcement agencies to more comprehensively collect and report hate crimes data to the FBI, strengthening laws against
Are they not reporting to the data of hate crimes? Is that a problem?
I mean, that kid, that fucking Jew's prank calls all got reported.
I mean, are they not? Yeah, I don't think. I'm somehow.
Creators of online.
This is all
hate.
Just fucking. This is all just bullshit.
Helping to ensure that social media platforms act against hate and increase transparency in ways they are not now doing, and improving law enforcement training for responding to hate online and off.
What is law enforcement supposed to do about hate online?
They're supposed to.
Where's the cyber police?
They're supposed to look at your posts, see if they're hateful, and pay you a visit.
For what they want. For what purpose?
For the purpose of suppressing your free speech. I mean,
you know, look, like they do over in the UK. Like, you retweet something that's trans-exclusionary, and
that's
they call
what she's so
phone.
Mad about. They're extremely mad about.
If the police come to your door about your Facebook post, what are you supposed to do? Be like,
get the fuck out of here.
Like, please, leave.
Be like, yeah, give me a lawyer.
I'm not
going to
talk. I'm going to post it again in a minute.
Yeah. Do what you will. You do what you
please.
Do. No, like, that's the thing. They have a serious problem in this country with this, which is that the Constitution kind of makes, like, all the shit she's asking about impossible. However, it doesn't really, because reality isn't ruled by the words on this piece of paper.
Right.
But these are obstacles. See, the thing is, The difference between how Jews think and how, say, conservatives think is that conservatives look at rules and they're like, well, these are the rules. We have to obey them. Jews are like, well, these are the rules. How do we get around them? How do we undermine them? How do we change them? How do we destroy them?
When these rules don't work for us, what do we do? We don't like these rules.
We need different ones. And then they go and they harp on this as if these are legitimate things to ask the government to do. She is sitting there with a totally straight face talking about blatantly, well.
Not right, a crooked, right. hooky face. I don't know.
With a totally hooked face. She is sitting there talking about things that she wants the government to do that are blatantly and brazenly unconstitutional. And it's the same thing that the black woman asked for, essentially similar stuff. She's like, we want a task force. We want investigations. People tracked online. We want them reported. We want a way to get to these people and start deprogramming them and shit. Like, all this shit. And it's like, what you're asking for is not something that the government can do constitutionally. It's just not. That's the one
we got to talk to.
We should see what she says.
Want to skip ahead? Well, you want to finish? Well, she's not done asking for policy changes right here.
Let's see what submitted
detailed recommendations for the tech industry, included in my written testimony.
Is the tech the scariest thing? Is like realizing that these people don't think the tech is doing enough.
The scariest thing is realizing that this is like on some level taken seriously. That's like really. Look at this!
Oh my god! Yeah. But imagine like somebody thinks. The Twitter's not doing enough. The Facebook's not doing enough.
No, you're really not doing enough.
Like
Twitter, Facebook.
Like Facebook doesn't process our links anymore.
It makes
a Cloudflare thing. I mean, the link works, but it's like, they're not working.
That's like new. That's like last couple of days.
Yeah.
We can't embed from our site anymore. That's kind of fun.
Questions afterwards.
My children are as Muslim as apple pie.
Thanks, Miss.
So sorry. Chairman Nadler, Vice Chair Stanton. It's a great honor to be at this hearing.
Am I at the DMV? Where am I?
Wow, she speaks a lot.
Yeah, right.
She speaks a lot more, you know, clearly than I thought she would.
She's well trained, but that's because I gave her Twinkies and she taught her to speak English.
Equal Justice Society, we're an organization that is transforming the...
And actually, let me tell you something. Like, I don't appreciate you disparaging the DMV like that. You go to the DMV, you see one like this, at least you will eventually get something useful out of her. Like DMV is, believe it or not, it's not there to like destroy your rights and like strip them from you. It is annoying. It is oppressive. But at the end of the day, we're done with DMV. You pay them.
So this is bureaucrat gang solidarity.
Yeah. Like, well, you do get
you're
like
you are transgressing against bureaucrat gang. And I will not have.
Well, I'm just saying, like this woman's into this.
Yeah, she's way worse than the DMV. I agree with you.
She's pure evil.
She should be at the DMV.
She should be. If she was at the DMV, she'd be doing something worthwhile.
She'd be at least doing something somewhat useful.
Here, she's
totally
just trying to destroy
you.
The country.
I completely agree with you.
Ranking Member Collins, I didn't see you, sorry. We're transforming the nation's consciousness on race through law, social science, and the
weird.
Arts.
We often watch like, these hearings. I didn't notice. My brain didn't have enough room to see all the people.
And are really rather startled at the rancor that goes on between the parties. So I have a favor to ask of the Democrats and the Republicans here
look
today.
Look at that face he's making. It's so weird.
Of silence for his children and all the victims of hate crimes.
All right. What's the skip?
All right.
Skip peace, 10 seconds.
Truly. Rather than list my credentials, I
rather
want to
than
tell
lynch?
Rather than lynch?
Wait, what? Rather than lynch? What did you say?
I've got the...
Oh, God. The controller's not fine enough.
This is the 1 minute. How do you do the 10 seconds? All right.
Brief moment of silence for his children and Americans and not as partisans.
I guess that's
enemies.
What she's asking to do.
I come in peace, truly. Rather than lynch list my credentials, I want to tell...
You can't lynch my fat ass.
There's no way she could be lynched. She'd pull a tree down.
Like, the rope would just break.
That's like why blacks get so. That's why they get so fat.
So
they can't be lynched. They'll just break the branch.
So how much do you think about lynching there? Hmm? How much do you think about Eva?
This is all she ever talks about.
Lynch.
Oh
my god.
Oh man.
Tell you who I am. I was born in your state, Representatives Jackson Lee Escobar. Garcia and Gomer.
Wow, she's good at memorizing where people are from.
Yes, yeah, no, this is what they do
Texas.
With these blacks.
My father was in the Air Force and served in
reciting
Vietnam.
Things by rote.
I went to desegregated military schools in England, France, and Illinois.
Wow.
I am a Christian. I have been a civil rights lawyer for 44 years. Some of the things I'm going to share with you are difficult to hear, but they are facts. In August 1619, 400 years ago, 20 enslaved Africans landed at Jamestown. in order
to... Biggest mistake we ever made!
...to sell, rape, and beat these Africans, white Americans, and I know none of you own slaves, had to see us as less than human. Thomas Jefferson...
I still see you as less than human.
...Jefferson said the following about me and my ancestors. They have no tenderness and love. They are intellectually inferior. They are physically unattractive.
He's not wrong! Everything is true! Nothing has changed! Look at you! He's not wrong!
Began a narrative, says law professor Shauna Marshall, that black people were only good for physical labor.
Was that a mistake?
Her made for.
Well, there's someone else that has a different narrative on that, but I would say, like, that was a mistake there. I mean, how much effort had to be going? I don't want to talk about slavery and shit. Like, I don't care. Let's move forward. What
the
kind of
N-word?
What kind of dumb fucking policies is broad asking right. for?
I want to make it so that it's press N for the video to play.
Like, I'm legitimately anti-slavery. Like, it was a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. But I'm only anti-slavery because it resulted with this thing being here.
Well, I mean, this
like,
is...
I don't feel any, well, I don't feel I mean, any compassion.
I would love to go back. I would love to go back.
I don't feel
back.
Any moral embarrassment for, like, well, my people that
enslaving
enough. Them.
Fair
it's
enough.
Like,
I mean, I don't, it's not that I feel moral embarrassment or shame. It's just, like, it was a mistake. And, like, we have to also understand, we've imbibed these kind of narratives for so long that we have, so, some of us still have, like, these gut instinctive reactions to the programming. And mm-hmm, you need to mm-hmm. understand that your ancestors did not see mastery and possibly necessary cruelty that came with it as a burden to them. They were able to do it. That didn't make them.
They also didn't.
It
see
didn't
it.
Make them less human or terrible. Like, it was like a lot of people back then to get a handle on things were much harder than we are today. You know what I mean? Like,
it
you
also
did
wasn't
things,
like a weird bloodlust. It wasn't like a
no,
desire
it was,
for
it
like,
was,
to
it
subjugate.
Wasn't like, they made
I
it,
have these inferior
yeah, no,
beings.
They have made it into some
this cartoon
weird thing
villain
that
stuff,
it's
yeah.
not, and it was not like that.
They made it into what the Jews do to us.
They've made it into a weird, perverted psychological thing that is not really, I think, accurate. But the point is that people didn't feel like. They didn't have they weren't working with the same moral priors that we are. Mm-hmm, and so applying that backwards is just a big mistake.
Yeah.
And you might still have some of the residual programming or whatever. Maybe you just don't like it. I mean, there were even white people back then that were like, I don't like this. This isn't good. But in terms of a wider picture, it was a terrible thing, a very bad idea to have done. And I would love to go back and I mean, I don't want to become gay, but to talk to those... You know, to go back to talk to the time travel to
time
talk
travel
to these slave masters, these slave traders, be like, you know what, this thing you're doing, you know where that's going? It's going to this. Show them this.
Yeah.
And watch be like, this is, look at this.
They'd be like, what's a civil rights lawyer?
Like, how did it happen? They'd be like, why is she in there with people? Like, I'm sorry to say, like, that's what they would say.
I know. Yeah, I know.
But yeah. They'd be like, wait, what is going on in that room? Like,
human and violent. This was a narrative necessary in order to justify slavery. White supremacy has been a feature of the mistreatment.
Can you imagine? Like, that's the thing. That's the gayest thing they try to do.
Like, the problem is, I don't want to fall into any traps by focusing on her being a troll. Like, she's a troll. Fair enough. Like, she looks
ridiculous. And it was applied to Africans once we arrived here. From the beginning of our country's inception,
like, she's not doing any favors to, like, I feel like this is bait. This is bait so, like, people will say, like, they will do that. They will fall into the Jewish, the caricature that the Jews have created for them because they're reacting to this. But I want to get to what she asks for, which is all this boilerplate guilt-tripping shit. I just don't care.
Embrace slavery and white supremacy.
I just don't fucking care.
Including the three branches of government have played and continue to play a role in the perpetuation of white supremacy
and the continued mistreatment
of black people, either through action or inaction.
Black people are not mistreated.
In 1857, the Supreme Court in the Dred Scott decision reinforced white supremacy.
It's not relevant.
By saying black people have no rights, that white people need respect. Ultimately, slavery ended. The Reconstruction era happened.
We know!
Black men could vote. And then politics reared its ugly head once again. Federal troops were withdrawn from the South in order to place Rutherford B. Hayes on the in the presidency, and the reign of terror in the South began. Once again, I'm a Southerner. The Ku Klux Klan came about. They were white supremacists. They lynched people. They made sure that black people
did
could
they?
Not vote.
I mean,
for years, the NAACP
how many did
Congress
they do?
To act on anti-lynching laws. Congress refused to act. Fast forward to 1964, our fellow Texan got the Civil Rights Act passed, but when it passed, he said, we have lost the South.
Do you want to get to the thing or not?
All right.
You said you don't want to get
Why don't you just skip?
Because I don't know where it is.
Well, it's at the end of this little screen.
There's not much here until this other guy starts talking.
Yeah, I know, but that's because it's a very fine
a generation, he said, of Democrats. 6 years later, the Southern strategy was another wedge between black people.
Maybe
black
it's not
people,
in this part of her.
So she really learned from the Jews here. Like, this like is lynching just, is her Holocaust. Like, it'll
yes,
never be
exactly,
let go.
Exactly. So just see where she see how she she's not going to go again for a while. I mean, at some point she lists off similar things.
It wasn't this bitch.
No, it was no. That's actually, Sheila Jackson.
I'm sorry.
She's been a moron for years.
In the thumbnail, I couldn't tell that was her. I'm sorry.
Here we go. Let me try that. There she is.
Give us laws.
It's the flavor. But you mentioned, if you would just very quickly just say.
We are unattractive physically. And let me find
right.
the
well,
last horrible
I mean,
thing you said. There's no tenderness in our love. And we know what Thomas Jefferson was doing on the side, so these statements are a little
strange. Do you think those themes have carried forward into the centuries?
You think there's any tenderness
into
in what?
Centuries.
Do you think there's any tenderness in what that love that Thomas Jefferson was allegedly involved in? I don't know if there's any tenderness in there.
I don't even think it was true.
I don't think it was true. But it's like, let's just talk about. You think that had anything to do with tenderness?
I mean, in fact, not only it's like there's like mainstream historians that have been calling bullshit on this.
Yeah,
it's not true. It's like definitely not true.
Absolutely. There are many people who really hate us. My organization has a weekly newsletter called This Week in White Supremacy, and every week we have 40 different
Funny, I have that same newsletter.
People saying hateful things, saying we're monkeys.
Somebody sent her
Hey, wait. You know,
can I get
before
a subscription
we
to that?
Before we go too far on this, I want to say something.
Right.
You know what? I look at the fucking New York Times and I see shit about white people. So fuck you. I look at the New York Times. I look at every fucking shitty Antifa blog. I look at every shitty J Left, Splinter News, fucking Gizmodo, whatever, Gawker, all that shit. I look at fucking Vice. I look at Newsweek. I look at the SPLC. I look at the ADL. I look at all this shit. And it's even in the Washington Post. I look at headlines saying white people are fucking evil monsters every day, all fucking day. So the fact that somebody calls you a monkey or a baboon or whatever the fuck, I don't care. The people that say that don't have any power. The people that say shit about us have real power. So I don't feel sorry that there's some redneck out there. I'm sorry if I'm being racist. I'm sorry. That there's some northern white person out there. There's some wealthy northerner that says you are a fucking baboon. I just don't care. It doesn't bother me. That person has no ability to hurt you. That person has no ability, and they probably wouldn't even if they could. It's just a fucking joke. And, like, there are people that say that we are evil monsters that have real power and are carrying out real plans. So, fuck this bullshit.
Yeah, the thing is, their media campaign, this propaganda campaign, it's about turning us into an out-group that doesn't want to even identify with ourselves. Like, it's all very intentional.
Yeah, they are wanting to make you say, oh, God, why would I? And it works on the weak-willed and the weak-minded, on these urbanite bug people. It works. And also, the other thing is, by giving people social approval for reiterating this stuff, for talking about how stupid and shitty white people are, you're supposed to get little golf claps for that shit.
Mm.
And that's enough for some people to do it. So I don't care. Yeah, this is a fat, ugly sheboon, whatever. Black people look like monkeys or they're dumb and they do crimes and whatever. Whatever. It's just how it is. You know, that's life.
Mm.
I'm sorry. But to stop bitching about people pointing out because people that you're allied with, people that this bitch are allied with, every day are talking about we got to get rid of white people. They have little countdowns on their walls.
Little countdowns.
Oh, isn't it be great when the U.S. is minority white? Mm. When we get to oppress them, it'll be fucking fantastic.
What else
so,
we got here? Speaking of oppressing, hopefully she's got her policy pronouncements right here.
Everybody, and I think racism's going down.
Thank you.
But it's still there.
Thank you. I want Mr. Potts and Ms. Walden to answer this question very quickly.
Sheila Jackson Lee has been a lolcow for years. Now, I'm all mad, but like I want to remember saying. Sheila Jackson Lee has been one of those black congressional locales for fucking years. She says the dumbest shit.
Okay, hopefully this is it.
I don't know. It doesn't even really matter. She basically is asking for the same shit that the Jewish woman was. Oh, God. What the fuck is that?
Regarding white supremacy, and I wanted to know if you could give us a couple of examples of your recommendations.
Ah, here we go.
Moment.
She doesn't know them.
My fingers are too big and stubby to deal with these papers. Sorry.
The National Commission.
I don't have my baboon brain doesn't have the capacity to hold these.
I haven't quite mastered my opposable thumbs yet.
I have to check this paper to see what I think about this. Hang on.
Yeah.
Implying I think.
Formed to study all forms of white supremacy. We think there should be a joint law enforcement civilian task force to study white nationalism and to outline an organized counterinsurgency strategy.
Counterinsurgency.
Like the notion of the.
Is there an insurgency happening?
I like how they use like military terms, right?
But an invasion at the border is preposterous, right?
Right.
That's like hateful. Like that's hyperbole.
Look at Neil Potts.
That's hyperbole.
Look at both of their faces. Like Jesus.
God, these people are just so fucking.
Imagine.
Alone. Yeah. Wolf narrative. We think there's an organized white nationalist group around the world that is being connected. We want
Wait a minute.
One sec.
Is she looking at our papers? We think there's an organized Jew group around the world.
Okay, so the funniest thing is the Jewish woman, who's a lot smarter than this one, says, we recognize that the attacks are lone wolves, that there's no organized white nationalist violent group out there doing them. But her thing is they stew in these online communities, they become radicalized, and they go and commit violence, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what she's saying. This woman is like counter-signaling that. She's responding to that by saying, no, we don't think so. We believe it's a worldwide conspiracy. Oh, really? So you believe in worldwide conspiracy?
Somewhere General Cracker gave the order to shoot that place up.
How much evidence do you use to determine that there is a worldwide conspiracy? And would my claims of a worldwide conspiracy have like significant more evidence than you're using to infer this global white supremacist worldwide conspiracy? I mean, I can show you literally people from government office holders of this one particular tribe from all over the world that meet in Israel every year. If you're an office holder as a Jew in any country,
I have. You such are invited to show you.
Yeah, I have such kikes. I don't know if people knew this or not. If you hold governmental office anywhere in the world and you're a Jew, you are now automatically part of this World Zionist Congress, and you go to a meeting of Jew lawmakers in Israel every year. I mean, we've talked about this before, and this is where the whole, remember that deal they made where they shipped a bunch of refugees to Australia?
Yes.
And they made another one a couple years ago where they shipped a bunch of them to Canada.
Yeah,
like this is what happens at Zionist Congress. This is where they decide to do these things.
The role, and I'm glad you all have brought Facebook and Google here to study the role social media has played in enabling this threat.
Look at the Facebook guy biting his knees, like chewing his lips, like a
reporting and analysis on white nationalism. We need to fortify the 15th Amendment so that there's more voting on the part of disenfranchised.
We need even more voter fraud.
Which one's in the 15th?
That's some voting rights shit for Blakes. It's like, what do you think? Blacks aren't allowed to vote. Blacks. Your ghettos, where you people live, are so disorderly. They are basically mini failed states inside of our cities to the point where any kind of fraud can go on there and it's impossible to investigate it. That's how
her recommendations so we can go.
That's how people fuck it. Well, these are all of her recommendations. So
we think there should be humane immigration policy. One thing I think we need to talk about is that right now there are Latino children in cages. We think this is a definite manifestation.
Maybe they just don't come then.
White supremacy and white nationalism.
Thank you very much.
Maybe those people just don't come. How about they just stay home? You don't want to go in a cage? Don't come.
So she doesn't talk about law enforcement?
First steps in addressing white supremacy.
She just did.
Americans synagogue. FBI.
How many acts in this designation is false?
Oh, she's black too.
This was something created by the FBI's domestic.
I thought the fat lady had another.
That video clip I've seen on Twitter a bunch of her ask for all that shit. Now, Mr. Biggs, if you think about it, what she was asking for was bad, but it's like what the Jewish woman before was asking for was just as bad. It's like all this just total unconstitutional shit. Like, we want the government to monitor these people. We want you to issue reports.
They want it to be like included in the Constitution. That, like, you know what? This is the political line of thinking that none of these constitutional protections apply to.
Yeah.
They want, I mean, basically, it already is like all the civil rights all the civil rights laws and regulations out there. I mean, they already don't apply to white people, right? Like,
no, I think, no. Yeah, I mean, like you all can, these,
like, you can't, you're not going to get like federal grants to like create the
well, here's how
the National White Broadcasting Company, right?
No, no, no. Like, you never
you get huge grants from lawsuits to start black ones. Well, even if you don't have any programming lined up,
right?
But like, you can get projects that you haven't even started, like, conceptualizing.
Yeah, you don't
funded
have to. You never have to finish
civil
those
right,
projects
with civil rights law. You don't even have to have an idea what they are.
You're gonna finish
these
projects.
They will throw money at you to finish these projects.
Finish these,
right?
Yeah,
and this is only for other ethnicities other than white Americans.
Well, dude, the minority owned business.
So they
shit.
Right. So what they want to do is they want to have basically like minority owned political ideologies. Like, only those are going to count. Yeah. And like, none of the First Amendment protections, none protections count for anything that approaches what they call white supremacy, right?
Right.
And so that's what, like, they want. And that's why they make these ridiculous, like, recommendations. Because they're like, because they're sitting here like, well, common sense dictates that these are the dangerous people. These people are in the way of the march of progress of global homo. Really. So it's like, what are we fucking around here? Let's stop beating around the bush and let's just make this ideology essentially illegal. Let's take away its protections from it, and then we'll see what happens. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, that
makes perfect sense.
It's just like a wish list of things that the government should do to completely destroy the ability of white people to communicate and talk to each other and organize. That's
because
what happens when
like, you that know, way something, we just we some, can't something like this goes like up for a vote somewhere. Somebody tries to pass a bill somewhere, and what's going to happen? Like, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a subsection of whatever Republicans are holding seats in the House and the Senate. They're going to be, on principle, be like, this violates the first, second, this violates all these amendments, so we're not going to do it because these are not our values. This is the Constitution says we can't. This is unconstitutional. I'm going to vote against it. Well, then they're going to get outnumbered by cucky Republicans who want to signal how against white supremacy they are because it's an evil ideology that lost the World War II, dear God, and then all the Democrats are against it, and so then it passes. And then what? Like wow! I'm so glad that minority of Republican congressmen voted against that and stood up for it. But now I don't have those rights anymore. So a lot of good it did me. And then then we hope it goes to all. Hopefully it takes its sweet ass time going up the fucking line through the courts until it gets to the Supreme Court. And then you got to hope that they actually rule based on the Constitution and established law, rather than rule based on what the current climate of the culture is, which is. White supremacists have no rights. By that point. So,
and the Supreme Court rules based on the cultural climate. That's
another problem.
The other thing is, when you talk about, now they would say something like, well, if discrimination based on race is illegal, then you can't do it to whites. And on some level that will be respected, but it works kind of like this. Like, if you're black and you lose your job, it's always because you were black. Right? Always, every time. And you can sue based on that. Now, if you're white and you lose your job, it's never because you're white. And the only way you could ever make a case, is if they literally said, we are firing you because you are white and we hate whites. Then they would actually do something for you because there's no way they could deny it.
Yeah.
But that's never going to happen.
No.
It doesn't happen with black people either. But all it has to be is that you're black.
Yeah.
And so that's...
You have to prove that you didn't do
it. Yeah, you have to prove you didn't do it.
Right.
Right? That's the issue. You have to prove that this person was justly fired.
You have to show a fucking...
Yeah, you have. I have seen companies like attempt to fire a black person, and what they need to do it, and the amount of evidence that they need to get together to do it. Now that's a fucking privilege,
right? That is a huge.
That's
privilege.
A huge privilege. I could be let go at any moment, as soon as it's not in the budget anymore, or if I fuck up something real bad.
Yeah, you better watch.
Which I never did, but like
I might fire because you're white.
Well, you can't fire me, but like, but with my previous job, right? I mean, I was very good at what I did, but like, you know, if I was let go sometimes, it was always, we didn't have the money anymore. This project, it's not funded, so you're gone. Right. See ya. Bye. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. But, like, the point is that, like, if you do that to a black person, the level of evidence you have to accumulate.
And they're unbelievable. Always, and they're always late doesn't count, right?
You have to document
time is,
it. Time,
time is
and
like
time
white
again.
Oppression.
No, you have to document it extensively. Yeah. It can't be the only factor.
Right.
It's got to be other stuff too.
Yeah, being late is not enough. That's,
being consistently
that's
late, it can add into it, and you have it. Have
is
to
that
have
thank
it.
You unions or is that thank you black people?
Oh, that only applies to black. If I walked into the office 5 days in a row late, I would gone.
You can't be late.
Yeah,
this one white people live under sane standards, right?
Yeah,
and these.
Yeah, if I walk in like 10:15, 5 days in a row. I might not get fired for that. I would get a severe fucking talking.
You'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
They would include positive reinforcement as well, so they don't lose you totally. Well, like they would basically make it clear that they don't like that you're late, and then make you not want to be late anymore.
The corporate culture is so fucking fucked up and weird. Like I can't even describe it. Mm-hmm. It's so strange. Like I can't. I never want to go back to that. I can't even. That would be like fucking torture. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get out of here. We've done plenty.
This is like torture now.
What's torture?
This show? This show is like torture. Sort of. It was second hour was very.
I
good.
Hope I feel better next week.
Being very mad maybe made good for good content in the first part of the show.
Yeah, but I was also just being weird.
You being nihilistic and
because I don't feel well.
That's fine.
I was hungry. I'm tired.
It's okay. We know you don't have good control over your emotions.
No, I don't. I'm very much a woman in that regard. It doesn't help that people like when I'm mad and weird.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Second hour was very good.
Like when I have everything under control and I'm just like saying.
Was I
stuff,
yelling too much? I feel like I was yelling a lot.
You're always yelling a lot. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of part of your thing.
People told me, they're like, Mike, you're so angry now. I'm like,
he's not. He's just projecting.
I just like yelling.
I know. And I don't mean projecting in the way we always say projecting. I mean like projecting his voice.
Yeah. But also, I think it's good. The animatedness?
Yes.
Whatever that word, animatedness.
You're an animaniac. I don't know. You want to be animated.
That's a Jewish show. I'm not an animaniac.
I know. It's very Jewish.
Yeah.
Josh.
Anyway, let's.
Bye, Alex.
Let's get out of here. We'll see everybody later.
By Shane. Oh my God, it's so loud! Sorry. It's still loud! Oh.
Always give your best.
Fixed it.
Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't win. Unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.